calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
To you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound at the below, that's the below knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another edition of the Wake Up Call. Good morning. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Woo-wee. We have stuff to talk about. Yes, 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 we do. My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. It's amazing. I guess you can count on the folks out there to, it's such a different world. It's such a different world. Yesterday I was making the observation, stating the case that there's no pressure from anyone out there in the media, the daily television media land that is saying that Rush Limbaugh should apologize for this, for his horrific statements about Michael J. Fox. Nobody is saying that. And I have to recognize that apparently there's a new world that we live in. Not only is there no one apologizing for this, not only is there no effort to demand an apology, put the pressure on for an apology, the media has gone one step further. It's reported that he has apologized when he hasn't. Ain't that a blip? Ain't that a blip? Not only is the media not putting pressure on him to apologize, they're giving him a pass and saying that he did. He didn't apologize. He didn't apologize. He is a mean-spirited hack for a party that wants to maintain its majority. He is their spokesperson. I don't hear Melman, the chief fundraiser and chief hider of evidence of the Mark Foley, predatory of Mark Foley's predatory acts. Don't hear that. Can't y'all feel who these people are? How much more evidence does God have to bring before you for you to understand the nature of the beast of this party? Now, I know that there are people of goodwill that are members of this party, but Jesus God, at what point do you say, enough is enough, I ain't like these guys? You have spokespeople. Rush Limbaugh has a seat at the table with George W. Bush. He meets with him privately. He has more access than any of you Republicans out there that support this party. And none of them are disavowing this. This is a monstrous attack, a mean-spirited attack across the line. Ugly, ugly, ugly thing. And not one of them are saying, you know what, we've gone too far. We've gone too far. Instead, they're saying, you know what, we got some most stuff to shovel. My name is Liz Brown. You better get up because we're going someplace today. Stay with me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
We don't need
Welcome back. Welcome back. We don't need trouble, but we sure got it. My name is Liz Brown, and you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You want to know how far the apology thing goes? Listen to what Rush Limbaugh said. This is what he said. He said, if I am wrong in characterizing his behavior on this commercial as an act, I will apologize. That's not an apology, is it? That's not a, he used the word apologize in it, but that does not make it an apology. Yet and still, we have ABC's World News with Charles Gibson. The national correspondent Jake Taper reporting, after listeners contacted Limbaugh to say it was no act, the radio host apologized. No, he didn't. On CNN Newsroom, John King said, I think we should take Rush at his word. He issued this apology. On October 25th in the New York Times, the liberal rag, Alessandra Stanley said, Mr. Limbaugh later apologized for accusing Mr. Fox of exaggerating his symptoms. Huh? On October 25th, Washington Post, another liberal rag, staff writer David Montgomery wrote that later Monday, still on the air, Limbaugh would apologize. But reactions to his statements were swift and angry. Huh? Huh? Later, the Post reported that, quote, after apologizing, Limbaugh renewed his attack on Fox. The Associated Press wrote, the conservative radio commentator Rush Limbaugh claimed Fox was either off his medications or acting, though he later apologized. And once again on the CNN Newsroom, anchor Don Lemon said, we should note that Rush Limbaugh offered an apology. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Rush Limbaugh said yesterday that I was right. He was not on his medications. He was faking it. He's exaggerating. It's purely an act. Now let me just try to do this again. He has Parkinson's, right? Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, doesn't he? So, Rush is not a doctor. Let's assume that he plays a doctor who prescribes his own pills to himself and takes his own stuff. Okay, let's pretend he's that kind of a doctor. Now, if the medicines make you behave in a certain way, or keep you from behaving in a certain way, what is the exaggeration if you are off your medications? Isn't that what your body does? If medications make your body behave in a less obvious way that you have Parkinson's, and I don't believe that everybody responds that way, but let's just say for the purposes of this discussion that I am right. So to not take your medications is exaggerating. Your behavior then becomes an exaggeration. Talk about, man, this is your brain on drugs. Honest to goodness, Rush Limbaugh should be doing the commercial. That is the most ridiculous, illogical, mean spirit. You know what? You know what? You know what he's saying? And I guess this is consistent. He wants Michael J. Fox to pass. You know what passing is? Passing for something that he's not. He wants Michael J. Fox to pass as if he is a man without disease, that he is so-called normal. Rush Limbaugh wants Michael J. Fox to get out there and act like other people, to pass, to take his medication, so he doesn't make people like Rush Limbaugh uncomfortable with his illness. He wants Michael J. Fox to pass as a normal person, as a healthy person, as a person without a life-taking disease, illness. So Rush Limbaugh is saying to Michael J. Fox, you know what? You need to take your medications because you need to behave in a way that makes me comfortable and think that you are healthy. Otherwise, I'm going to make fun of you. Otherwise, I'm going to say you're faking it. Otherwise, I'm saying that you're exploiting your illness. How does a sick person who believes that this is a way to a cure for himself and says, I believe this is a cure and you should support people that also believe that this is a cure. What is that exploiting? Michael J. Fox is taking advantage of his illness? No. I mean, taking advantage of his illness would be, okay, I want to go sell cars, feel sorry for me because I have Parkinson's disease, and buy my car. No, Michael J. Fox is saying, I want a cure so I don't have to live like this. I believe this is the cure. And because the only way that you can, from his perspective, the only way that you can get at this cure is politically through a vote in November, then you need to vote for that. You know what? This is foul. It is foul beyond description. Taking advantage? This man is dying before your eyes. He's dying. Parkinson's disease kills you. And kills you in an ugly, awful way. And he's saying, please, dear God, please vote for something so that they can work on it and maybe there'll be a cure for me and I can be there for my three babies and I don't have to die in my 40s. So tell me what part of exploiting his illness this is. Oh, the Republicans ought to be ashamed of themselves, but the fact of the matter is that they are without shame. They are without shame. And so is the media that coddles them in their wickedness and lies on their behalf. But they can't read. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chaser Plus. Eastbound 44 between Big Bend, or after Big Bend, I should say, there's a disabled vehicle on the shoulder. Southbound 141 at 44 is closed due to an accident. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270, no problems there so far. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, heavy volume going on. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, pretty much the same, heavy volume there. northbound 270 between Graboy and Marshall, you can expect some delays. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for slow traffic going on there as well. The Eads Bridge is moving well into the landing, as well as the King Bridge. However, westbound 5570 from Route 3 all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some delays right at mid-span. And northbound 141 at Bowles and 44 is an accident reported in the lanes as well. Highway 21 at Glade Chapel, there's an accident, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chaser Plus. This Halloween, whether you're going to your favorite haunt or throwing your own Monster Mash, use designated drivers to prevent accidents and Chaser Plus to help prevent hangovers. Buy Chaser Plus at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Rain likely today, high in the lower 50s. This evening, occasional rain, drizzle, and a chance of storms with a low in the mid-40s. For Friday, rain near steady temps in the upper 40s. And on Saturday, not quite as cool, partly cloudy. The high is expected to be around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have drizzle and 50 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting drizzle and 48. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Renegades with superhuman skills. Mortals without fear. Travel the earth, leaving awe and wonder in their wake. But now, in a world besieged by boredom, these unexpected heroes must stand united, for only they can save the day from the everyday. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey presents Bello, the daredevil clown.
Wow!
Valentina, the whirling wonder on the trapeze. Human cannonball couple, the duel of danger. And an entourage of animals.
Nice kitty!
A band of extraordinary heroes coming to your town to fight for action, adventure, and cotton candy. This time, everyone gets in on the act.
Playing November 15th through the 19th at Scott Trade Center. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster and online at ringling.com or call 314-241-1888.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Revion feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Every Friday afternoon, I interview high-level leaders about leadership issues that matter most. As far as I know, it's the only show of its kind. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, coach, volunteer leader, or the head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that can give you the competitive edge in the marketplace. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. Dolores.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
So what I'm hearing is that Muhammad Ali, Maurice Wright of Earth, Wind, Fire, all these people that have Parkinson, according to Rush Limbaugh, these people are faking.
That is correct.
And if you watch Muhammad Ali, this poor man can barely even walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just, I don't even see how anybody can fix their mouth to even make a statement like what this man did. I don't even see how they keep him on the radio. You know, because this is terrible, Liz. This is a disease that anybody can get.
And also, we have to understand that what Rush Limbaugh is saying. He is saying that I want you to pass for a healthy person.
Yeah.
I want you, because that is what my sensibilities demand, that, you know, despite of who Rush Limbaugh is and what he looks like and what he, how he weighs on the eyes, he is saying to somebody else, you should look and act a certain way.
Yeah.
Now, and the reality is that does Rush Limbaugh think that Michael J. Fox doesn't want a cure for Parkinson's disease?
Well, he should want a cure for the disease he has.
But the disease that Michael J. Fox has, it is a ravishing disease.
Oh, yeah.
Drug users, people like Rush Limbaugh, their illnesses can go sight unseen.
Yeah.
Okay. We you can look at some people and never know that they are a junkie like Rush Limbaugh.
I agree.
But Michael J. Fox, his illness is a completely different type of illness. The idea that Rush Limbaugh thinks that this is a partisan thing for Michael J. Fox, when the reality of it is that the whole stem cell piece is being paid for by Republicans here in the state of Missouri.
Yeah. And due to no fault of Michael J. Fox. He has this disease.
And let me ask this: is the wife of Ronald Reagan exploiting her husband's illness
right.
to support stem cell research?
Right.
Is she exploiting her husband's legacy?
Mm-mm.
Then how is Michael J. Fox, when asking for a cure to save himself, what's he exploiting?
That's what you know. It's just a statement that shouldn't have never been made. I don't care where this man be. He always
makes
crazy statements.
And I think crazy is unfair, because I think there are people out there that are insane. His stuff is mean. His stuff is ugly. His stuff, and remember, Dolores, he's not saying this in order to change the world. He is saying this in order that the people that he supports stay in the majority in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. This is true.
And that is foul.
That is foul. It is.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. And remember, these are the same people that have no problem in going after the widows of the people that died on 9/11 and saying they're faking it too. I honestly believe that this is what psychiatrists refer to as projection. Because these people, I'm talking about the Rush Limbaughs out here. I'm talking about the Dennis Hassert's out here. I'm talking about the Ann Coulters out here. I'm talking about all of these people. They have said they have done anything and everything to get to where they are and to stay where they are. And they are projecting onto other people who would not, do not do that. The same expectation. They believe because the Rush Limbaughs and the Ann Coulters out here believe that because they would do anything, other people would do anything too. To get in the public eye. Here's the joke. Michael J. Fox will be remembered forever because of what he has done on television and what he has done in movies. His children, his family has been taken care of. He has his family, the future of his family and his family's family and his family's family's family is secure because of the money that he has made. He's set. He is, his, all of the things that you want to be set are set. His family is taken care of. They'll never want for anything. And Michael J. Fox could sit back and say, you know what? I am going to sit in the background and hide from the public because I am ashamed of what I look like. I am ashamed of how my body acts. I am ashamed to be out in the public because I was a movie star and people expect to see me in a certain way. And he didn't do that. He stepped out in front and said, you know what? You know what? I am going to, I'm going to do something brave. I'm going to do something brave. I am going to step out here and let people see the face of my illness so that you can understand how devastating this illness is. I have Parkinson's disease. This is what Parkinson's disease looks like. And I want a cure for it, and I want you to also want a cure for it. Millions of Americans have never seen anybody with Parkinson's. Millions of Americans have never seen anybody with Parkinson's. Now they have. And the response from this heartless party, the response from this mean party, the response from this projecting party is that you're faking your illness. What a monstrous, cold-hearted thing. And please, let me just say this. If we have a party that stands silent with this kind of assault on a man with Parkinson's, good God, what do you think they're going to feel about you and your needs? Do you think their hearts will be touched with the idea that there's a woman out there with three kids and needs food, shelter, a job, assistance? Do you think that their cold-hearted hearts will be touched by that? Do you think that they will feel that? If they can look into a face, the face of a man with Parkinson's,
and ridicule him and make fun of him and then say he's faking it. If they can look into that face and understand, Michael J. Fox can fight back a whole lot better than some 22-year-old woman with three babies. If they can look into that millionaire's face, that man who has access to the media, and make fun of him and not feel him, what do you think the rest of us have coming from this cold-hearted party? I can tell you, nothing, honey. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Oh, it's Halloween. So, of course, Sears is having a monster sale. Friday and Saturday, 2 days only, 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances. How about this? 12% off. This is why you have to go to 3425 Union. This is why you have to go to 3425 Union, because 12% off of all closeout floor models. That's 12% off all their already low prices. Get on over to Sears and take part in the monster sale this Friday and Saturday. 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances. My name is Liz Brown. Get on over to 3425 Union, Sears, and get your shop on.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Pastor Al Smith of the St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church. Stem cells could provide cures for diabetes, sickle cell, cancer, and many other diseases that cause so much suffering in our community. My own mother has Alzheimer's. We all have family members or friends who could benefit from stem cell research. That's why faith leaders in our city and throughout our state have joined together to urge you to vote yes on Amendment 2 to find cures and to save lives.
Amendment 2 will ensure we have equal access to future stem cell treatments and cures. I'm Frankie Muse Freeman. As a civil rights attorney and former member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, I know yes on 2 is vital to our community. On November 7th, please join me in voting yes on Amendment 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
Are you burdened by the heavy load of life? Then be listening every Thursday night at 8 for the Prayer, Praise, and Worship broadcast presented by Bishop Stephen Hamilton of the Emmanuel Christian Church. Each week, Bishop Hamilton brings you inspirational messages to help you make another day's journey. That's Prayer, Praise, and Worship, brought to you by the Emmanuel Christian Church of St. Louis, every Thursday night at 8, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get up. Now, this is a surprise. What are the odds? Muslim and Arab Americans ditch the Republican Party. Increasingly disillusioned with more than 5 years of the quote-unquote global war on terror, Arab and Muslim American voters are poised to vote heavily Democratic on November 7th. What are the odds? Strong majorities of Arab American voters in four key states, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida, intend to vote for the Democratic candidates for senator, according to a survey released Wednesday by the Arab American Institute. The same poll conducted by Zogby International found that a whopping 76% of Arab Americans disapprove of the performance of George W. Bush. You think? Who received 46% plurality of Arab American vote when he was first elected to office 6 years ago. Asked who they would prefer to control Congress, 57% of Arab Americans chose Democrats, while only 26% said that they favored Republicans. You think? You're on the wake-up call.
Yes.
You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. Speaking of Arabs, and this, you just reminded me of something else. You might have done a show like this before, I don't know, but if you haven't, would you please address the topic of what exactly constitutes a minority? Just like we're hearing now that, you know, Hispanics are the largest minority in the country, and I'm saying no, they're not. First of all, what describes Hispanics? We need to work on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But also, here's something, it's a little pet peeve of mine, and I just have to say it to somebody. I'm coming home this morning. I get off the bus, well, I caught the late bus this morning, but I'm coming home 5:45. There are these children out here in the dark on the damn bus line waiting on school buses. No adults with them. Where are the parents? Where are neighbors? I told this little girl, because I've been seeing her for so many times, I told her, if anything happens, if anybody threatens you, I pointed to my house. My porch light is always on at night. If anything happens, you come ring my bell. Somebody needs to do that for these. I remember, what was it, last year when that little girl was dragged into the house and abused?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the adults?
Well, there, I imagine. Okay. There are,
I know people have jobs.
Yes,
and all
they
this,
do. Yes, they do. Yes,
you
they
know
do.
What? If I had a child, if I adopted a child, somebody would be there with my child. If I had to pay a neighbor, if I had to get one of my friends, somebody would be there with my child. My child would not be out there on the street by himself.
I understand. I agree that children should not be out there. And there are a million other reasons why children shouldn't be out there. Why does this child have to catch a bus at this time in the morning anyway? What school are you going to that you have to be up at that time? And what school allows children to have to get up that kind of time to get to school as well? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget. Saturday, we're doing an amazing movie. An amazing movie on Saturday. It's called Blackout. It's a movie that is about how the votes have been disenfranchised in the 2000 election and in the 2004 election. This is a movie that a lot of you, because we are trying to teach our children the reason why they need to be plugged into the political world that they live in, so that they'll be voting when they get old enough. They'll be active when they get old enough. They'll be involved when they get old enough. They'll be involved now. Bring your children to see this documentary. It will change the way that they view the world. It will, and in fact, one of the things, we're going to have some copies of the movie there. Also, we will, and this is the International Urban Institute. This is Saturday at 9 o'clock. It's free. Saturday at 9 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. The address is 1020 North Taylor. It's 9 o'clock. You need to be there. It's a wonderful opportunity.
opportunity to discuss this upcoming election. It's a wonderful, it will be a wonderful opportunity to discuss what we need to do voting wise. Need to be there. You need to be there and watch this wonderful movie, Blackout. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just listening to that man about the kids on the school bus. If parents are going to work, I have a daughter that has to go to work. Since I retired, that's my job now. I volunteer and make sure my grandbaby get on that bus every morning at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I get up out of my bed, pick her up. I don't live far, so I go in my car, pick her up. We sit in that bus stop until the bus comes, and I make sure it's the right bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I put her on, and then at 2:30, I pick her up. She's a big, she's not fat, but she's tall for her age, 11 and maturing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, I say, nope, I'm doing this. My daughter said, well, Mama, you don't have to get up. You don't work. I said, yes, I do. This is my job now.
Mm-hmm.
See,
it is.
So it is a lot of people that can't do that.
Right. Right, and imagine if your daughter didn't have you.
She did for a while. I was working part time, and she was being late on her job, and I said, "Well, you can't afford to get fired."
Mm-hmm.
So I made it my business to get up out of my bed. I get up at 5:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and make sure she gets on that bus stop.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine if there are other kids there, you watch over them.
Well,
as well.
They don't be there. Some days now, I guess they bus check. Has changed. It was some boys, and I said, and I'll be looking at these girls walking. I say, my God, look at this.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. What is going on? And yeah. When I first started doing it, was a truck, used to a van. Now, I live in a senior citizen apartment here in South St. Louis. It's a nice apartment built, but it was a van used to sit right in my driveway. And I watched this van. And the first day I came out, he must watch me. So he was kind of upset with me because I got in my car and I went around and he pulled out and he sit on the street. And the very place he parked, that's where I parked, so I pulled in front of him. And he pulled up like he was going to bump my car and I just sit there. He wouldn't bully me. And then he pulled beside me and he started waving his thing at me and I just noticed, yes, should he do?
Okay, so this has to, what does this have to do with the kids?
I think he was trying to watch these kids.
Okay.
Because
gotcha.
He don't live in this place where I live.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Listen, we have Eye on the Lou coming at you. Got some really interesting scoops for you. And also, we're going to be talking about some of these issues on the ballot. Proposition P, the answer is no. The answer is no to Proposition P. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back with Irene J. Smith, Eye on the Lou. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the below me.
Hearing revolution through the air, tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian.
For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. One success and one setback for the president's plans for immigration reform. He signs a bill today mandating the construction of a 700-foot fence at the Mexican border. However, his guest worker program is still languishing in Congress, unacted on. Saying defeat is not an option, the president has acknowledged he's not happy with progress in the war in Iraq and said the shifting road ahead will be tough. But at a White House news conference, the president also said, "We cannot allow dissatisfaction to turn to disillusionment." An American sailor and four U.S. Marines are the latest American casualties in Iraq. ABC's Terry McCarthy is in Baghdad, where he says the danger appears to be increasing.
The casualty rate is going up, particularly in Baghdad. Now, the soldiers that patrol the city, they have to be aware of particularly sniper danger. Every street they go down, every window is a potential hiding place for a sniper. Often snipers are driving around in cars with holes in the back that they can shoot out of. So every patrol for U.S. troops through Baghdad is a potentially risky adventure.
Iraq is shaping up to be a major campaign issue. ABC's Pam Coulter reports on one contest not far from Washington.
The outcome of the Virginia race could tip the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, and money has been pouring in from national Democratic and Republican groups. The political parties will each be spending about $1.5 million in a single week on TV. The Republicans hoping to weaken Webb's support among women, and the Democrats to attack Allen's strong support of George Bush and the Iraq War.
If you want to save some gas, drop a few pounds. Researchers say your car has to burn more gas to haul your large butt around town. University of Illinois scientists estimate more than 39 million gallons of fuel are used each year for each additional pound of passenger weight. To put it in perspective, a driver who loses 100 pounds could save $40 a year. The World Series is set to resume in soggy St. Louis tonight, though the same rain that washed out last night's game is still a threat tonight. This is ABC News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or a master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's education designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 170 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. That's 1-800-853-4433.
A public apology from one Grey's Anatomy doctor to another.
Grey's Anatomy star Isaiah Washington tells People magazine, "I sincerely regret my actions and my unfortunate use of words during the recent incident on set." He's referring to his argument with co-star Patrick Dempsey after fellow actor T.R. Knight was late to film a scene. Washington allegedly attacked Dempsey and uttered a slur against Knight, who recently publicly acknowledged he's gay. The apology comes amid rumors that Washington would be fired and possibly replaced by former ER star Eric LaSalle. Grey's Anatomy creator Chandra Rhimes calls that ridiculous. Dave Alford, ABC News, Hollywood.
Some of Dick Clark's neatest stuff is going up on the auction block in New York in December, including the mic he used on his first day of American Bandstand. That's expected to fetch $100,000. Also for sale, a bass guitar Paul McCartney used with the Beatles and one of Michael Jackson's famous gloves. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, police are investigating an accident on I-44 that has reportedly turned fatal. The accident shortly before midnight shut down the westbound lanes of I-44 at Arsenal. Accident reconstruction crews are investigating. There's an unconfirmed report that one person has died. A Washington, Missouri man is dead after an accident at the Lake of the Ozarks. Authorities say 45-year-old Michael Powers and another man were thrown from their boat Tuesday when the boat rolled during a test drive. Powers' body was pulled from the lake Tuesday evening. The other man was able to swim to shore. Finally this hour, a new study suggests that group meetings yield success in weight loss and management. That's according to a new study at Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston. Lead investigator and cardiologist Dr. James Rippey explains why he thinks this works.
You're getting additional didactic information, strategies, and so forth. You're also getting the support of personal experience from people who may have faced the same challenges that you have faced.
These findings were presented this week at the annual conference of the North American Association for the Study of Obesity. This WGNU News report is brought to you by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the NFL. Southbound 141 at 44, all lanes are cleared. Now eastbound 44 at Staunton, look for it. It's been reopened after an earlier jackknife tractor trailer. There are reports of long residual delays, so just use caution way out there. Southbound 270 at 55, there's an accident reported against the median. Eastbound 40 at Clarkson, there's an accident there. Left lane's blocked. Northbound 40 between 141, or eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, expect heavy volume going on there as well. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, there's congestion. Northbound 270 between 55 and Marshall, look for very slow traffic. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry all the way into New Florissant, look for very heavy traffic there. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road in 79, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 270 at the Illinois 3 all the way in the Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic going on there. Westbound East Bridge traffic is moving well into the landing, as well as westbound King Bridge traffic. Look for slow delays about mid-span. Westbound 5570 at the King Bridge split all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays. And northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for some delays there as well. It's raining outside. Just slow down around the construction zones. In fact, just slow down on the roadways. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the NFL. Make your 07 Pro Bowl picks with NFL Mobile from Sprint. Text PRO to 7777 with your Sprint Nextel service or log on to NFL.com. Pro Bowl balloting presented by Sprint. Standard text messaging rates apply. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Rain likely, high in the lower 50s. This evening, occasional rain, drizzle, and a possible thunderstorm, low in the mid-40s. For Friday, rain, steady temps in the upper 40s. Then on Saturday, not quite as cool, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Currently, we have 50 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 49, both with drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knockdown dragouts at the Board of Aldermen. Who is who?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Eye on the Loo this morning. We're almost at the election morning. There is so much stuff for us to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to us. We have much to talk about this morning. And just for general ID, let me run down some things that you're going to need for this election. We will need for photo ID. Voters are not required to furnish a piece of identification to cast a ballot in this election. To vote, voters must produce one of the following: an identification issued by the state of Missouri, a state agency, or local election authority, or identification issued by the U.S. government or federal agency, or an identification issued by an institute of higher education located in Missouri, or a copy of a current utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, or other government document that contains the name or address of the voter, or a driver's license or state identification card issued by another state. However, if the voter does not have identification but is known by both the Republican and Democratic managers at a polling place, an affidavit may be filled out at the polling place permitting the voter to cast a ballot. Those are the requirements that comes to us pursuant to the St. Louis Board of Election for Election Day. We have much election business to tend to on this, one more show before the election. Irene J. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? We're just getting closer and closer and closer to this election, and we have much, much, much stuff to talk about, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I want to emphasize once again for people is that this is an election that includes some important ballot issues. It's kind of like a soup to nuts thing. It has everything in it.
Yes, it does. I mean, you got the federal elections, the state elections, and you have local matters in terms of the county seats that are up, as well as retention for judges.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some of these, the ballot issues. I really want to talk about the one Proposition P here in the city about that doggone so-called recreational center. And we have to talk about stem cell and the tobacco. We'll be back to do all of that. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. This is Eye on the Loo. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Early birds, get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Réveillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Del Mar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Del Mar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to us because this is Eye on the Lou. I am here with Irene J. Smith. Irene, you want to start with Proposition P and then move our way to the one that everybody gets to vote on, Proposition P, just for the city of St. Louis.
Exactly. And this is a proposition that asks whether or not we're going to impose a sales tax of 1/8 of 1% for the purpose of providing funding for local parks for the municipality that is the city of St. Louis, and specifically funding for the construction and maintenance of a new and existing recreational centers and recreational programs and parks, including but not limited to programs for children and seniors.
And the answer is no. The answer is no. I am so concerned about all the language of this. Where are these parks going to be built? Nowhere in there does it say that these parks are going to be built in any particular part of town. They don't have to be.
What it is, let me say this. The language that is on the ballot for this proposition is really a synopsis of the legislation that was passed.
Right.
In the legislation, it clearly indicates that one is to be built south and one is to be built north.
Does it say when?
Doesn't specifically say when. As I recall, I'm not sure, and maybe during the break we can actually pull the
what is interesting is that, and the reason why I say that, what the interesting thing is that Francis Slay has said he has the plans for the one that's being built on South St. Louis, but he doesn't have any plans for one being built on North St. Louis.
The problem is not the construction of maintenance. I mean, construction and maintenance, that's for the building. The question is, where is the funding going to come to operate these facilities, and I believe the legislation also indicates that there can be a fee charge for the use of these facilities. Now, of course, they're also saying that part of this money, and it will have to go through the city's appropriation process, part of this money will be allocated to existing recreational facilities where, you know, you can go and there will not be a charge. And if my memory serves me correctly, I think that is spelled out in the legislation.
But the problem once again is, and this is the problem with anything that's asking for additional tax money, you want stuff to be tied down so that it is clear, specific. We know that the money is going to go. And we can take a historical trip about one of the taxes that you were very successful in keeping people from voting for that exact reason that there wasn't any specificity to that money. And my concern with Proposition P is that the language here that says that it doesn't have to be limited to children to programs for children and seniors. My concern is that I'm not aware of any time limit on when these facilities have to be or if they ever have to be built, because I don't think the legislation says one has to be built in North St. Louis and has to be built in South St. Louis.
No, I think the legislation specifically does say that.
That it has to be built?
As I recall, and like I said, we can pull the legislation, think it is mandatory language in the legislation that one would be built north and one would be built south.
Okay, if one was built.
I think that the authorizing legislation that got this on the ballot indicated that it's mainly for construction and maintenance of these two new facilities primarily and for maintaining existing facilities. But we can pull the bill, but I think there is mandatory language. But I'm just doing this from memory because I haven't looked at the legislation in some time.
And my concern with it is, as always, is one, that you would build a facility like that, if they built a facility like that in North St. Louis, that or anywhere in the city of St. Louis, that there be charges attached to a city facility like this. And secondly, the money to maintain if there is no money for programs within the facility, then why are we building a facility? Why don't we just put money into the programs for the facilities that exist?
The other thing that we have to look at this in terms of, if we're tackling about recreational specifically, the way the legislation, as I recall, and I'm doing this from memory, is that the facilities must be built in a park.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be built in a park.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, we have already got a tax now for parks. There's already money that's set aside for the maintenance of parks. So now we've got additional funding and there's no money. The problem I have with this is, okay, we do need new facilities, no doubt. We do need money to maintain the existing recreational facilities. There is absolutely no money set aside to provide programming for these facilities, nor programming for the existing facilities.
So what's the point? It doesn't do it doesn't do what it appears to do.
And what's interesting, it is, if you look at least the commercials that I've seen, and I think I've seen one that is primarily on I think Wolves and Tandy were the two that I saw, and they talk about the facility. And yes, these facilities are part of the capital facilities in the city of St. Louis and certainly need to be maintained. But the language that is put forth here is not tight enough, in my estimation, that will assure that money goes to those existing facilities. Because before you build something, I mean, most of our kids right now that go to facilities, they go to Tandy, Wolves, the other public facilities that are run basically on a shoestring with the recreational division. And there's a very fine commissioner. Evelyn does a good job, but they don't have sufficient amount of dollars to staff and to provide programming for those facilities.
And again, what people have voted for, people voted for the gambling votes with the understanding, their belief that the money was, all the money was going to go to, now it didn't say that all the money was going to go there. If you read it in a lawyer's mind and with the lawyer's appreciation for the meanings that, specific meanings that words have, it would have been clear that all the money wasn't going to go there.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is most, 99% of the people in the state of Missouri are not lawyers, nor do they read with a lawyer's mind or a lawyer's understanding of the word. That's the concern about these types of legislation.
And the other thing, let's look back. Let's go back to the sales tax that Freeman Bosley Jr., when he was mayor, and Vervis Jones pushed forward, and those were the sales tax, the half-cent sales tax, that went through. And I can tell you that people were saying this money is going to just go for capital improvements.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case. I can tell you, having been a member of the Ways and Means Committee, that each year additional dollars were taken to assist in staffing certain city offices.
And I remember when I was out there in the street with not just me, but lots of us were out in the street passing out flyers saying, you know what, we don't know where this air conditioning money is going to go. This is when Cleveland Hammonds was the superintendent saying, do not vote for this air conditioning bond money. It will not be used. And we were reassured that it only can be used for this. And when Roberti got into office, we found money going to different places, and the money was not used the way that it was supposed to be used. So the language has to be tighter than
the language
it is.
Has to be tighter. In fact, I don't even know if I ever went to pick it up, but I think I requested a copy. I know I did. From City 10 on the floor debate on
mm-hmm.
this, and perhaps it's still there. Maybe I'll pick it up and actually watch it. And I know one of the concerns that my alderman had about it was the fact that there was no money. What about the program?
That's right. What about the program?
What about the programs? And people said, well, we'll do that later. Don't wait for later.
Mm-hmm. Never okay. wait for later.
That's
right.
You have to get it while the getting is good.
So the answer on Proposition P is no. The answer is no. I'm not supporting it. It cannot. If it doesn't have the language, and if it doesn't fund the programs, and if it doesn't have a timetable, and if we already know that the person that's supposed to be over the entire city of St. Louis, Francis Slay, if he already has plans for his south side piece and there is no plan for the, and he's not working with the same way to get a plan for the north side, then that just shows you what the plan is.
And then the other thing is something that and I know it's been a while, but one of the reasons that we initially opposed the sales tax that Freeman Bosley Jr. and Vervis and others were successful in getting passed was we opposed it because of its regressiveness,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so the impact of sales tax on the average everyday working person is going to weigh heavier because they're going to be making more things. I mean, they're going to be purchasing more items that will be subject to a sales tax than others.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a regressive sales tax in that extent. And so that brings me back to the point. Most of the kids that can't afford to go to a paid recreational facilities are going to be those families that don't have that many resources.
And they're preying on those families to support this because those families want the same things that all families want for their kids. They want nice facilities, nice safe places for their kids. So they're preying on the desires and the hope for better of those people to come by and support this when it doesn't meet their desires.
Right. And it's like you see there hasn't been a real, real big push, and that's
mm-hmm.
the strategy,
mm-hmm.
I think. Is to not really rile people up, you
uh-huh.
know, just do a little, you know, push for it. But this is, the language in this is not tight as it should be to benefit, the majority of children who would use the facility.
And need to use the facility. And my name is Liz Brown. I am here with Irene J. Smith. This is Eye on the Lou. We'll be back. We're talking this election stuff. Stay with us.
The Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sudafed PE. Eastbound 44 at Staunton. There's a report of an accident earlier. Jackknife tractor trailer is now cleared. However, residual delays are possible. Eastbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway, there's an accident. Eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 44 at Moraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge, look for delays possible as you approach 270 on-ramp. Eastbound 40 at 60 is slowing from Timberlake Manor all the way through Mason, and then once again from Spady through Lindbergh. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, there's possibilities of some delays there. Northbound 270 from Teston Ferry through Marshall, look, expect for very heavy traffic there. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant, heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 all the way to the Canal Bridge, expect delays. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, you look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from Exchange onto the PSB, look for very sluggish traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow, and westbound East Bridge, there's slight delays from the mid-span of the bridge all the way into the landing. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery, get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Rain likely today, high in the lower 50s this evening. Occasional rain, drizzle, and some thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid-40s. Friday, rain near steady temps in the upper 40s. Then on Saturday, not quite as cool, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Currently, we have 50 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 50 as well, both with rain outside. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed PE. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather. But up next, it's more of Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Early Birds, get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Loop.
Oh, boy. What you learn how to read for.
All right, we need to talk about this stem cell piece. We need to talk about it. I really, really appreciate Michael J. Fox and his desire to find a cure for this. It is something that needs to happen. But I guess we need to kind of start with, at the beginning of this piece of legislation, who's bringing this to us?
Danforth.
Republican.
Mm-hmm. Pushing a lot of research, financial mm-hmm. situations here. And don't get me wrong, Michael J. Fox, people may be, my concern about issues that impact individuals in our community and human beings certainly would compel someone to say any basis for looking for a cure.
Or saving lives.
Certainly, you know, whether it's Michael J. Fox, you know, or anybody, you know, just as the numerous African American doctors, not all of them though, mm-hmm. have lined up and are pushing this. And of course, a lot of them may be tied to Washington University mm-hmm. Hospital. And I'm not challenging their motives mm-hmm. because I believe that their motives are pure.
I believe all of those motives of people are pure.
I ain't going to say that Danforth's motives are
pure. I'm not talking about Danforth. I'm talking about the people like Michael J. Fox. Of course I'm not talking about Danforth. I'm talking about doctors that are looking for cures. I believe that their motives in seeking that are pure. But we still have to deal with the reality of the language of the issue that is on the ballot.
Exactly.
As it is brought to us.
Exactly. And you know, on both sides.
On both sides.
On both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, the pro of it, the con of it, in terms of the advertisement, it's distorted mm-hmm. on both sides.
On both sides.
Because what the proponents don't tell you is that as part of this, constitutional amendment. Now keep in mind, this is a constitutional amendment. Okay,
we'll get to that piece of it in just a second, but can we get to some of the money piece of it? Then we'll walk back around to the constitutional piece of it, kind of like as a cherry on top of the discussion.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the people that are going to benefit from this, Irene, because
The people who are going to benefit are those who are already in the business of embryonic stem cell research, and that will be within 180 days of the effective date of this legislation.
And let me read the specific language, because this is what the legislation says.
human embryonic stem cell research may be conducted only by persons that, within 180 days of the effective date of this section, or otherwise prior to the commencement of such research, whichever is later. So that means that you had to be in the business of this. You can't come after this.
You know, and they may say this otherwise prior to the commitment of such research, but I think that this language, reading it, this is going to restrict
who can do it.
Who can do it. You know, maybe not, but that's the way I'm reading it.
And here's the other piece of it is that given the fact that this is relatively a new thing, this whole stem search research piece is new, why would we be putting restrictions on the access of people to be in the business of looking at this? Why would we be doing that? And the other piece of this is, and we've seen the commercials out here about they're going to have eggs for sale. They're going to need lots of eggs for this, and there are going to be efforts to get women to sell their eggs. Well, looking at this piece of legislation, it says no person for valuable consideration, no person may, for valuable consideration, purchase or sell eggs for stem cell research or stem cell therapies and cures. So that sounds like it's an answer, doesn't it?
Yeah, go to the definition.
But then the lawyer piece of you has to go to the definition of what valuable consideration is. And when you go to the definition of what valuable consideration is, then you find a whole new world of who and how and what can be spent on for human eggs.
Now, what valuable consideration is.
Yeah, well, after you read it, you know what they can do with human eggs.
Which is buy them.
Which is buy them. Valuable consideration means financial gain or advantage, but it does not include reimbursement for reasonable costs incurred in connection with the removal, processing, disposal, preservation, et cetera, of human egg sperms or sperm. And valuable consideration also does not include, this is the thing, does not include the consideration paid to the donor of human eggs by a fertilization clinic
or
sperm bank, okay? Or as well as any other consideration expressly allowed by federal law. So you can get paid by a fertilization clinic for your egg, and then the fertilization clinic
for your egg or your sperm,
But and so these, and then these fertilization clinics can then ship the eggs to the stem cell people,
exactly.
Because expressly within this it says that the stem cell people can get eggs and they can pay for the eggs from a fertilization clinic. So there's two ways that the eggs are going to be paid for in this process.
Yeah. I mean, and this is what happens when you have big money that gets behind initiative petitions, which it takes some money to get a petition on the ballot,
yes,
a constitutional amendment on
yes,
the ballot.
Does.
But when you look at the monies, and we have talked about on the show, the amount of monies that have been spent. And, you know, as we said, I mean, this, something like this, they're going to tell you the part that grabs your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your grandmama that's suffering with diabetes. You know, somebody that has sickle cell, someone that has, you know, a spinal problem or anything of that nature. The possibilities are endless with this type of research, no doubt. Good human concern.
And I think it's important research.
I think it is important.
Critically important.
But to make it a constitutional amendment and to put it in the nature of the terms of this amendment is very, very problematic. So much so. I have changed my mind, and I am not going to vote I'm not going to vote yes on this.
This is hugely, hugely problematic, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because we do need kind of like, you know, this whole
and we'll get back to the tobacco tax thing, because the same type of a thing. And I remember again with the air conditioning thing. You want kids to have air conditioning in their school, but you want the money that is supposed to do it to be spent right and protected right. I want stem cell research. I think stem cell research is important. I'm not concerned about the Dolly sheep piece of it. I'm not concerned about that, the language of that. What I am concerned about is people getting an extraordinary financial advantage with this piece of legislation that is made part of our Constitution, and I'm very much concerned about that. I am very, very, very much concerned about that. Whew, we have much to talk about. We will be back after this break. My name is Liz Brown. This is Eye on the Lou. I am here with Irene J. Smith. We have some educational scoops coming at you. We'll get to some of your calls and comments when we get back. Stay with us. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else but Sears? And because it's Halloween, we have a monster sale going on at Sears. That's Friday and Saturday, 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. Monster sale, what does that mean? 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest on the payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card. And check this out, because it's a 3425 Union, you know. You know what? Here's a special reason why you need to shop there. 12% off of all closeout floor models. You're going to get some really, really good deals. Get on down to Sears for their monster sale this Friday and Saturday at 3425 Union. Tell them I told you to.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Wow. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Let me get to some of our callers here. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call. I mean, you're on Eye on the Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I just got the last maybe 30 seconds of what you were talking about, but I'm going to give my opinion because it might be what you would say. This is an opinion I have about the stem cells for a long time, for all of this other argument. It's nothing but a corporate grab. That's all it is, because there is no guarantee that the people, if they find a cure, that the public will have access to that cure. These marketers, these companies are going to find a way to put that into a marketing strategy and make billions while people still won't have access to it, just like every other piece of medicine that they've found a cure for or treat. Well, there's nothing in this legislation that will be that poor people will have access to nothing. There's going to be nothing. There's going to be any creations that come out of this, people have to pay for it, just like they're doing right now. And you're going to still have a bunch of folk that won't even have access to nothing.
All right. Thanks for your call.
This is about money. Research money, mm-hmm. and who's going to control it? Because we were looking, when we were dealing with the section, looking at who will be allowed to do this. We're talking about this institutional review board, okay? The people have to have this in place. Well, who has that in place? You know, mm-hmm. entities such as a Washington University, the Danforths, and things of this nature. So I think the brother is right. This is about a money grab, but not only that, this is not something that is going to be, there will not be oversight. It does not appear that there will be oversight by any governmental entity.
Because they say that there is an institutional review board that is responsible for administrating it, but yet this institutional review board is outside of the purview of government.
Exactly.
So we don't have access to those that are reviewing this, but we're giving them the authority through our Constitution to do this. And that brings us back to the constitutional concern that you talked about earlier. Why should we be concerned that this is part of our Constitution?
Well, first of all, as we know, we should be concerned that this is part of our Constitution. We know the difficulty in getting a change to the Constitution, mm-hmm. in pushing forth a constitutional amendment. So that's one of my, that's my major concern.
So let me restate that for a second. So you're saying that if this passes, it becomes part of our Constitution, and if we need to change anything in it, it's harder than changing a piece of legislation that
exactly.
is not part of the Constitution.
Exactly.
There's another barrier to changing anything that's broken or wrong with
exactly.
this legislation. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly it is. And I guess my concern, and this is certainly my lack of a great deal of knowledge in this area, is why was it necessary for it to be a constitutional
mm-hmm.
amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Why was this not done legislatively,
mm-hmm.
and to me it's a guarantee, and the brother to me was right on point when he indicated that this is about a money grab, because no, there is nothing in this legislation that says that should one of these entities that's recognized to do the research, that can conduct the research, because only certain entities will be permitted to do human embryonic stem cell research. There is nothing indicated in here that says that poor folk
will have access to
it.
Let me get to some of our callers here. Hassan.
And that is exactly what was on my mind. Good morning to both of you, sisters.
Good morning.
I listened to you both last week, but Thursday, whatever, but I had to call today. I knew, Liz, last week you said in reference even to the tobacco tax that your biggest doubt at that time was, you know, would the right thing be done with the money?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in the world it will be. The lottery tax was supposed to be a panacea of wealth for our public school system. The tax from the boats was supposed to go toward the public school system. The money from the tobacco trial, you know.
Well, but it's not the fact, and we only have a few minutes, Hassan, and I appreciate your point. The devil is in the detail of it. We have to read the language, because there can be
and
legislation.
I'm so glad both of you did.
Okay.
Because I had my mind made up and hadn't read a word of it, but that just solidifies it.
All right.
We've got to remember, these are people still who urinate in our faces and tell us it's rain.
Thanks for your
Thank
call.
You.
And again, it's about legislation can be created and crafted that does do all of the things that we want it to do. It's our responsibility to read it and make sure that it does, and we don't move on it based on our hope for what we want it to do.
Good morning. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Yes, I'm saying like the other brothers, when you vote for this bill, it's about the money. And nobody has said that this is going to be a one of these cures where everybody gets a chance to be get the cures. It's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not going to be one of these things that people are going to get free. And I don't think. And what's going to happen is the American people are going to pay for it. The states are going to ask for money. The federal government is going to give them money. It's just going to be a windfall profit, and then we're going to have to pay for the product.
Thanks for your call, Tim.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hey, have you read the whole amendment?
Looking at it right now.
Okay, if you look at section, here's my big rub on this. It's with these women selling their eggs.
Yes.
That is a total lie by the people promoting this that they can't do that. It's actually in the amendment. If you look at paragraph 2, section 4, it says they can't do it for valuable consideration.
But you have to go to the definition of valuable
That's
consideration.
Right.
And valuable Right.
Paragraph 6, section 17
Correct.
Means valuable consideration, financial gain or advantage, but does not include reimbursement for reasonable costs incurred in connection with the removal, processing, disposal, preservation, quality control, storage, donation of human eggs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We just went over that.
Here's my point.
But you got to read further.
You want me to read the whole thing?
No, we just read it.
Read further. The valuable consideration also does not include the consideration, pay to a donor of human eggs. So you can be paid for, your eggs can be paid for, but they can't be paid for if you're trying to give them for stem cell. So your eggs can be paid for and your sperm can be paid for, and the clinic can donate any eggs that they have to a person researching on stem cells, and the clinic can be paid for those eggs.
Right, yeah, and that's my whole point, Liz. People need to read that. And, I mean, if they're lying about that.
But they're not.
Well,
but they're not lying about it. They're exaggerating about it. Stem cell.
They're saying that you can be paid for your eggs.
You can, but not for stem cell. And here's the thing. Here's the point that they're trying to make that I see. And they're exaggerating.
They're not exaggerating.
Saying,
they're lying.
Okay.
They're lying.
Here's the piece of it, though. Stem cell needs eggs in order for them to do their research. Right? You got to have the eggs to do the research. What the implication is that they're saying is that stem cell, you can go sell your eggs to a person for stem cell research. You cannot. But you can go sell your eggs to somebody else. And if stem cell needs the eggs, then there will be women who will go sell their eggs to clinics, and clinics that will pay women more for their eggs, because the clinics know that they can then sell their eggs to the stem cell researchers.
I think we're in violent agreement here. And that's my point. The truth is you can sell your eggs at the end
right.
of the day.
Exactly.
And the people promoting this amendment are saying it's expressly forbidden.
Oh.
But
that's what I'm saying. That's
right.
what the lie is. Yeah. Because
know.
They're saying it's expressly forbidden.
It is not.
Right.
It is not.
If they're lying about that to me, how can I believe, how can I trust them for any of this?
You're right. You're right.
And that's why I was saying
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
They're absolutely lying. I mean, sure, there's language in it that says that, but you've got to go look at
right.
what the definition
You're
of
right.
valuable consideration is
You're
in
right.
here.
You're
so
right.
they're just straight up.
They are
just
lying.
Straight up lying.
They are lying because they're also defensive about the lie too. Women can't sell their eggs. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. And yes, we do need more time. Yes,
Boy.
We do need
You can
more
go on
time.
The website. Go on
go
the
on
state's Secretary of State's
Absolutely.
Website and look at the full text. Of the stem cell initiative.
And I wanted it to be what they said it was supposed to be. I wanted it to be that. I want stem cell research to be done. But I am so tired of these people out here who got the financial piece of it, and they're going to get another, people who already have money getting another financial lockdown on stuff. And that ain't right. That ain't right.
Every time you got to watch who bring it.
You always got to watch, because if someone brings you to the dance, you got to dance with them, okay?
Yeah.
And who's bringing us to the dance on this?
And the fact of the matter is, I mean, I haven't heard a lot of these individuals. I haven't heard anything from them when there were cuts in Medicaid and Medicaid. This impacts poor people,
yes,
everyday people.
Yes,
but then they're playing on the emotions and the desire that all of us have to find cures for various illnesses that exist. And so to that end, sisters and brothers, I'm voting no on this.
I'm going to have to go that way, too.
A couple of my friends who said, well, you know what? Why don't you look at that a little closer? I said, I am.
Okay, well, we're going to look a little closer at the tobacco.
Oh, yeah, we're going to
look a little closer at the tobacco.
Hey, who knows? I may be swayed on that
as
well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I think some of the same arguments I make against
them
are applicable to the tobacco one as well.
That's right. Well, look, we have Justice Moretti coming at us. You know, Irene, maybe you can stay another hour or two or three. We'll see.
Next time.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment. And so we say to all men,
for the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Highlighting a step forward for his immigration reform plans, President Bush is signing legislation today that authorizes the construction of a 700-foot fence along the Mexican border. ABC's Ann Compton has the latest from the White House.
His conservative base has been clamoring for this. President Bush signs into law plans for a super wall along sections running 700 miles along the 2,000-mile Mexican border. Actually, it would be a double wall with high-tech sensors and lighting and enforcement agents at trouble spots such as Laredo and El Paso. Mexico's president calls the wall shameful. Ann Compton, ABC News, Washington.
The month of October has become deadlier still abroad. An American sailor and four Marines were killed in western Iraq. More from ABC's Terry McCarthy in Baghdad.
U.S. military has said five more American troops have died in Iraq, bringing the total for the month to 96. The highest monthly toll since October 2005. The latest casualties happened in Al Anbar province, the center of the strong Sunni insurgency movement to the west of Baghdad.
Doctors in Vancouver are closely examining newborn twin girls who were born joined at the head. Dr. Robert Filler says experts are carefully considering separation surgery.
There's the matter of how much brain tissue there might be joining together and how that separation might go.
The little girls are said to be doing well so far. St. Louis manager Tony La Russa says he can't wait to put Jeff Suppan on the mound for Game 4 of the World Series.
This guy's been such nails for us. I mean, he's come through so big, but I just don't think he can give him enough credit. You're only as good as the next time you go out there, whether it's our team tonight or the way he's throwing. You know, we feel like we'll have a solid chance.
The Tigers are going with Jeremy Bonderman. When the game gets in, it might get rained out for a second straight night. Researchers say the more you weigh, the more you pay for gas, since it takes more gas to haul heavy loads. They estimate if you lost 100 pounds, you could save $40 a year on gas, so drop some LBs and get more MPGs. This is ABC News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event, with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
When you bought your digital camera, you didn't ask for something ordinary. So why use an ordinary printer to print your digital photographs? Upgrade to an ultra-high-definition photo printer only from Epson, and you'll get an unmatched combination of detail, clarity, and speed to maximize the enjoyment of your digital photographs. The new Epson ultra-high-definition photo printers, priced from $129 to $199. To learn more, visit Epson.com.
Madonna is offering no apologies for her adoption. ABC's David Blaustein has the latest.
Madonna has a message for the world.
I'm keeping my baby.
The embattled material mom went on the Oprah show and told the Queen of All Media that the father of her new 13-month-old Malawian son, David, absolutely wanted her to adopt his son.
This is a simple man. Suddenly, he's besieged
by the media of the world.
Madonna is also critical of those who accuse her of using the adoption as a publicity stunt.
And I say to those people, shame on you for discouraging other people from wanting to do the same thing.
David Blaustein, ABC News.
Former Florida Congressman Mark Foley has checked into rehab in Tucson, Arizona. Foley, who resigned after explicit emails to former male pages were alleged, has since claimed he's an alcoholic and was sexually abused by a priest as an altar boy. The rehab center bills itself as a place where pain is met with compassion, fear with reassurance, and anger with understanding. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Cardinals fans appear willing to pay any price to see the Redbirds continue their quest to win the World Series. Sean Pate, a spokesperson for online ticket marketplace StubHub, says prices range from $399 to more than $5,800 because there's such a limited supply of tickets. But he says the tickets are considerably cheaper than they were for the 2004 World Series. It's legal for California-based StubHub to sell the tickets above face value because the transactions aren't taking place in Missouri. A couple accused of killing a social worker and kidnapping their baby are back in Kentucky. Christopher Luttrell and Renee Terrell are facing murder charges in the death of social worker Bonnie Frederick. Luttrell and Terrell were caught last week near Godfrey, Illinois, after allegedly kidnapping Terrell's infant son. The baby was unharmed and is in state custody. Finally this hour, a local financial firm is expanding. Edward Jones announced yesterday they will be adding at least 500 jobs over the next 5 years to their St. Louis County operations and plan to add at least 1,000 new jobs by 2016. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt says businesses like Edward Jones should be commended for investing in Missouri.
This latest project is just one example of how Edward Jones contributes to Missouri's economy. This is the kind of growth and investment that we like to see, that we like to applaud and celebrate. And it's really, I think, a good example of the strong economic growth that we have today all across our state.
Edward Jones plans on investing up to $260 million in new construction over the next 5 years. A key part of the investment is the state's commitment to accelerate the replacement of the I-270 Dorset interchange, which is expected to be completed by 2011. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Eckert's. Bring the family to Eckert's and take a tractor ride to the pumpkin patch. You'll find the perfect pumpkin plus lots of fall fun. Eckert's in Belleville, Millstadt, and Grafton. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. Clouds, light drizzle, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chaser Plus. Eastbound 44 at Sullivan, there's an accident reported. Northbound 270 at Big Bend, there's an accident. Right lane's blocked and traffic's backed up most of the way from Tesson Ferry. Eastbound 40 at Clarkson, there's an accident. Look for that to be off the roadway, but expect delays. Eastbound 70 at the expressway, look for an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Mraz through Merrimack River Bridge, there are delays possible. Eastbound 40 is slow from Clarkson through Mason, then again from Spady through McKnight. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant, heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 is slow from K through Mid Rivers, then again from Cave Springs through Zumbel. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203, the Canal Bridge has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, you've got slow traffic. Northbound 55 from Lindbergh through Rivas Barracks, look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, it is slow. Southbound 270 at 70 and Dorset, it is slow there as well. Westbound 5570 from the Exchange onto the PSB, it is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow into downtown, and there are delays possible on westbound Eads as you try to get into downtown at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chaser Plus. This Halloween, whether you're going to your favorite haunt or throwing your own monster mash, use designated drivers to prevent accidents and Chaser Plus to prevent hangovers. Buy Chaser Plus at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, rain likely, high in the lower 50s this evening. Occasional rain, drizzle, thunderstorms with a low in the mid-40s. Friday, rain, steady temps in the upper 40s. And on Saturday, not quite as cool with partly cloudy skies and a high around 60. Currently, we have 50 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 51 and drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. It's Justice for Reggie. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Since this is 8 o'clock, this is Justice for Reggie, and I'm here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Pretty good.
There's so much stuff going on. I am torn because we need to talk about this, but we need to talk about so many other
things,
too.
Yes, there's so many elements that are impacting our community, Liz, that, we were saying that we need probably five or six more institutes to really start to educate, train folks to respond to this stuff. And not in a reactive mode, but how do we get some proactive programs and policies and outlook so that we don't feel like we're being assaulted all the time? Because I think that's the way most people feel.
Mm-hmm.
We just, every turn, whether it be medicine, health, housing, police brutality, the criminal justice system, it's just an onslaught.
But I guess part of it, yes, it is an onslaught, and I guess one of the things that we've got to do that we should do in terms of dealing with this, we have to keep reminding ourselves we have had some victories and things. We have stopped some things, but it is challenging. You know what it is? We need people that are in the fight for the immediate stuff, and we need the people that are in the fight for the long run stuff. Maybe that's the challenge to us, that we need the people on the front line that are going to be in the battle, and we need the people behind that are strategizing.
Right.
Because
right.
The problem is that all of us are on the front line of the battle piece of it, and it's too few of us are in place for the long run strategy piece of
it. And I definitely think that's just a part of the way that America operates. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is in the moment, where people don't even begin to look at what does our community look like 5 years from now, mm-hmm. 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What kind of plan will we have our legislators, our leaders start to work with the communities to implement? There is no such plan, and therefore, every time you get another 20 years out, you got the same problems.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking about a scoop that we neglected to share on the Eye on the Loo. Speaking of this kind of battle, it has just been brought to my attention that Donnell Whitmore Smith, who is pro-voucher and pro-charter schools, has now been appointed to the Board of Education for the state of Missouri. And taking off someone that is not pro-voucher, that is not pro-charter school. And you have to ask yourself, when we had the former senator from the 4th Senatorial District, Pat Daugherty, he was opposed to this. So now that Jeff Smith has been elected and Francis Slay was the supporter of Jeff Smith, what do we see put on the Board of Education that determines whether or not schools are going to be discredited or their accreditation taken away from them? A person that is pro-voucher and pro-charter school. Mm. And these are the battles that are constantly going on, with people that have the luxury of not having to fight all of the battles, just one.
Right.
Just one.
Right.
Against us. And we have much, much, much to talk. We'll get to justice for Reggie when we come back. Stay with us.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and we are talking about justice for Reginald Clemens. And Jamala, we have a we're going to have a guest on.
We'll have a guest on, Richard Dieter from the Death Penalty Center out of Washington, D.C., and they are the premier website that most of us go to and most of us send other people to for the most up-to-date stuff around.
It's incredible stuff. It's an incredible website.
It's incredible. It has stats on states. It has stats on the Fed. It really is a comprehensive website that people can use as a resource.
And if I can just throw this out there, too, for those of you that are looking for, if you're teaching a class, if you're having a seminar, if you're giving a speech on any of these kinds of issues, it is such a fabulous website that you can go there and they have all of these studies and reports and brochures that are easily downloadable, that are free, that give you the research to get to wherever you need to get to. It's a fabulous, fabulous tool and a fabulous website. You probably need to give the address out so that people know where to go.
Okay, it's www.deathpenaltyinfo.org.
Deathpenaltyinfo.org. It's wonderful. It really is a wonderful site.
And Liz, before we get into the meat of the show, I wanted to remind people that today at 1 p.m., there will be a public hearing around the moratorium resolution that Alderman Kennedy, who was here a couple of weeks ago, is introducing. So that's at 1 down at City Hall. And then tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the regular session of the Board of Alder People, he will be introducing that particular resolution. And hopefully the vote will be taken then. So one of the things we always suggest to people is to find out how these processes work. And so if you want to do something in the future around an issue, you need to go check out how laws are made, how resolutions are made, how your legislators interact and perform. And the best way to do that is to tag along with somebody else has an issue and kind of observe that process. So 1 o'clock today is a public safety hearing that will hear testimony by those folks who have knowledge about the moratorium process. And then tomorrow at 10 at the Board of Aldermen, we will be introducing the moratorium resolution. So people have a chance. I would suggest going to the 10 o'clock one tomorrow if they can't do both.
And also, I wanted to ask you about, are we coming up on the year anniversary of Marlon Gray?
Marlon was executed on October 26th, so yes. Mm. Yes.
So is there anything planned for that?
There is nothing planned. I talked to his brother, Reverend Mark Williams, a couple of weeks ago and said that, I understand that sometimes it may be sensitive to mm-hmm. mark the anniversary of this mm-hmm. tragedy. Mm-hmm. But, from a political standpoint in terms of helping the public to remember, sometimes you have to do that. You have to lift it up in a way that that makes it not sort of a political football, but at the same time to keep people realizing what the bigger picture is. And so,
well, maybe next week, in anticipation of that, maybe we can share some of the excerpts from the interview that he
Well, actually, did. That's today.
Is that today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
October 26th is today.
It would be today.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that next week? We'll share some of the cuts and comments from Marlon, both at the execution and at his interview before the execution.
I think that would be very appropriate because, we're doing Reggie Thursday, but we've also used this hour, Liz, to dramatize and educate and publicize many, many other cases of injustice. And so with Marlon being his co-defendant, I think it's only appropriate for us to remember him in that way.
Mm. Okay. So can we talk about what we're going to be talking about later on?
And the other thing that I wanted to note is that the Missouri Association for Social Welfare had their annual conference at Columbia, and I accompanied the Thomases down because Sister Helen Pajon was the keynote speaker, okay. And she was electrifying.
I've had her on the show a couple of times. She's and the book is her books are just amazing.
And she's coming out with a new book. I think she's got the finishing touches. It might be finished. It's called The Death of Innocence.
Mm.
And she has followed folks who have been wrongfully convicted, wrongfully executed. And so she's using that particular experiences to write that book. And so, but she wanted to make sure that her name got on the list for support for Reggie's clemency, and was, you know, very supportive of the Thomases, and said, you know, make sure anything that I can do, you let me know. So,
maybe we need to bring her on.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it was a good experience because we made some other contacts and people who had heard about the case but hadn't got a chance yet to sign the petition for his clemency. So it was a good 2 days. It was a good 2 days.
Very good. Very good. There's always something going on. So let's talk a little bit. We have a few minutes here to talk about what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Liz, one of the things we've done here on Reggie Thursday is to really talk about the elements of Reggie's case. And there were five particular elements that were just strong in terms of leading to how Reggie got to where he is and how Marlon got to where he is and how Antonio Richardson got to where he is. And one of them, of course, was, you know, police brutality in terms of a beaten, forced confession. We had inadequate counsel. We had the prosecution that was, you know, in my eyes, criminal and at least unethical in terms of how Nels Moss, you know, prosecuted the case. And to me, that also includes the jury and jury selection. And then, of course, you have really the whole process of how there is no self-correction. And I think that's the thing that I really want people to understand, that you have a system that if something happens at the trial level, there's really no correction as it moves up. In fact, there's more the possibility that you will get a validation of the incorrectness than something being overturned or something being undone. And one of the things that Richard Dieter has done, he wrote a report on juries. And we've talked about juries a little bit here. And in Reggie's case, you know, he didn't have an all-white jury, but he pretty much had an all-white jury. And how a jury gets selected, particularly how a death-qualified jury gets selected, is really amazing. And one of the things that we found out later in Reggie's case is that there was a black jury that was eliminated.
Juror.
Mm-hmm. And he had no idea why he was eliminated. And I guess it was really about a year ago that the legal team had a chance to talk with him and to tell him why mm-hmm. he was eliminated. And he had no knowledge. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm hoping that we give people the information and tools they need so that when they become jurors, they know what their responsibility is, where the landmines are, and how they can almost eliminate some of the stressors that are going to heighten when you're in that kind of position. That is really a lot of responsibility to be on a capital murder case.
It's a huge responsibility, and I'm glad that we're doing this show because people really need to understand how the process is engaged and the questions that are allowed to be asked, the questions that are not allowed to be asked, the questions that are allowed to be determinative of whether or not you sit on the jury. I mean, for example, you can sit on a jury if you say, I really, really, really think we ought to have the death penalty. We really, really need to have the death penalty. I believe in the death penalty. But you're not allowed to be on the jury if you say, I am not, you know, I don't know if the death penalty needs to be applied in all cases. You're off the jury.
Or even if you say, yes, I believe in the death penalty in some cases, but I think I can be fair and impartial, mm-hmm. you're still out of
there.
You're still out of there.
And how can you have a jury? I mean, that's a predisposition of death.
Exactly.
You know, and that's not the purpose of the death penalty, to ensure that everybody gets death. the purpose of a jury is to consider everything and then make the decision based upon that. But if you have a jury that is predisposed and sometimes rabidly predisposed towards death, how is that a fair jury?
And the interesting thing, the title of the whole piece of the report is Blind Justice, Juries Deciding Life and Death with Only Half the Truth, How Death Penalty Jurors Are Unfairly Selected, Manipulated, and Kept in the Dark. And I think that says it all.
It really does.
So we don't want people going in and be used as pawns.
And then also, for those that have not sat on a jury, for them to say, well, the jury decided, how did they decide if they only had half the truth? How did they decide if they were manipulated? How did they decide if they were lied to? So, you know, so for all of you that think that I'll put all my trust in the jury, well, the jury only has half the information.
Exactly. And is that fair to the jurors?
And should you kill somebody based upon that?
Absolutely.
We're going to continue this conversation. We'll be back with our guest. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Northbound 270 at Big Bend, that accident's been cleared. Traffic's still backed up at Savington Road overpass. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 at Ballas and McKnight, I should say. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to New Florissant. You've got heavy volume going on there. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from Lindbergh through Rivas Barracks. You've got congestion going on there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Expect delays. Westbound Eastbridge traffic is looking good. Rolling into downtown now. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, that congestion is cleared. And westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue all the way into the PSB. Expect delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary three-day, two-night hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, rain likely, high in the lower 50s this evening. Occasional rain, drizzle, and possible chance of thunderstorms, low in the mid-40s. For Friday, rain, near steady temps in the upper 40s. And Saturday, not quite as cool, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Currently, we have drizzle and 50 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. Justice for Reggie continues right here on the Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
I'm Bishop Lawrence Wooden of Williams Temple Church of God in Christ, and I'd like to talk to you about a poison that is killing our loved ones. It's tobacco. More than 12,000 Missouri kids get hooked on cigarettes each year, and nearly 10,000 adults die from smoking every single year. It's a tragic cycle that Missouri is doing little to fix. We rank last in the country for funding tobacco prevention programs. I'm proud to be a part of a group of ministers who are taking the Stop Smoking message to our congregations. And we're urging them to spread the word about tobacco's deadly ways. Because the Bible teaches us that our bodies are God's vessel to do good work. So we must do what we can to protect our health.
For more information, visit showmehealthmo.org. That's showmehealthmo.org. Or call the American Lung Association at 314-645-5505. Paid for by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen, letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh, my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then. Everything the engineer would move when the engineer wanted a bite
to eat. We left the monkey sitting on the... Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown, and I am here with, as always, the campaign coordinator for the Justice for Reggie campaign, Jamala Rogers. And welcome back, Jamala.
Thank you, Liz.
Before we get to our guests and the rest of our discussion and also some of our callers here, I have to take this moment in time, as I always do, and express appreciation for our sponsor for Justice for Reggie Thursday, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all of the support, the financial support that you and your church have given Justice for Reggie Thursday. Without you, we would not be able to continue. So I appreciate and want to give my thanks to the Church of God in Christ and Bishop Ward. And Jamala, we have a guest on the line to talk this morning, Richard Dieter. Richard Dieter is the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center, and he's joining us from Washington, D.C. to talk about his report, Blind Justice, Juries Deciding Life and Death with Only Half the Truth. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, Richard. It's Jamala.
Good morning, Jamala.
Richard, Blind Justice, Juries Deciding Life and Death with Only Half the Truth. Can you start with the motivation behind this report?
Well, the death penalty is often seen from the perspective of people who are accused or the victims, the defense attorneys, but rarely is it seen from the perspective of people who serve on juries in death penalty cases, and that's what we wanted to look at in this report. They are often mistreated, I believe, in the whole process.
And I love the different subjects that you cover within this report. Tell me, from your perspective, what is one of the most amazing reasons of that jurors are kept off of death penalty cases, that people would normally think that you'd get to serve on a death penalty jury, and that it's not any different than any other jury. So if you could break it down for us, why a death penalty jury is different and some of the amazing reasons why people are kept off of death penalty juries.
Yes, the death penalty jury is unlike any other one that we have. Before you can serve on such a jury, you will be asked your moral, religious, personal beliefs about the death penalty. Not whether you know the defendant or the police officer that too, you may be asked. But here, your perspectives, your personal beliefs are quizzed, and if you say give the wrong answer, you're excluded. So if you're opposed to the death penalty, you can't serve. It's sort of a, you know, you don't have this citizenship right anymore based on your beliefs, which is unlike any other thing in America. We don't exclude people from voting or serving in military, whatever, because of their the things they say or beliefs. But in the death penalty, we do, and that then results in more blacks being excluded from jurors, more women being excluded from jurors, more people of certain faiths being excluded, and that too is unlike anything else in America, where you can be excluded, at least the results are you're excluded more on race and gender. That's, of course, not allowed. It's unconstitutional, but it happens in death penalty cases all the time.
And there also is the it's an advocacy circumstance. Somebody wants you to execute somebody, and somebody doesn't want you to execute somebody. So you have people that are predisposed to hunting people down that won't kill.
Yes, you have to be willing to impose the death penalty to get on the jury, and that's a very different decision. Most of the time, all the other times, juries decide. Did the prosecution prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person is guilty? That's a legal decision. You listen to the facts. Condemning somebody to death is a whole different thing that we ask citizens to do, and is very unusual. It's a very deep burden on person's psyche to make a judgment that another human being should live or die. But they are given no support, psychological help, or anything like that. Matter of fact, if they give the wrong answer, they're excluded, and if they get on the jury, then they're, you know, expected often by the prosecution to give the death penalty.
And Richard, you talk about also, as you are selecting this death qualified jury, that oftentimes those people who are predisposed to supporting the death penalty are also sort of predisposed to favoring the prosecution.
Yes, that's a very interesting point. And just as you said, you don't get a cross-section of America on your jury in death penalty cases. You get, we've been talking, a group that supports the death penalty. Well, careful studies have been done over many years that such people are also more prosecution-prone. They're more willing to believe the state's case. They're more willing to trust the police officer's statements. And so they're more willing to convict. So not on the death penalty issue, but on whether you're innocent or guilty, you have not a jury of your peers, but a jury that's leaning one way. They're not automatically, you know, going to find you guilty, but because they're more conservative, they're more pro-death penalty, they're more, you know, of certain political parties and less of certain races and genders, you don't have a fair jury to start with, and that's another problem. I don't think it's recognized much, but death penalty cases skew the guilt process, not just the penalty process.
And oftentimes, since death penalty cases, like other trials, come down to the issue of credibility of witnesses and credibility of experts, and if you are predisposed to the prosecution, you are going to believe, you're not going to believe that a cop is going to lie.
Absolutely. Death penalty cases, you know, of course, don't have a victim that's in the courtroom. There is a murder. So it depends on people who think they saw somebody do something, or police who say they got a statement from an inmate in the next cell, or things like that. They are actually difficult cases because you don't have somebody saying, he did it to me.
Right.
You have, state witnesses who, perhaps think they got it right, but we know that eyewitnesses don't always get it right.
Or our crime laboratories that if you're predisposed to the police, you wouldn't think that a police laboratory would bring falsified evidence to put somebody to death.
Right. I mean, jurors, of course, are led to believe that science is the the perfect answer. If someone comes in, an expert from the crime lab, and says these hairs, the hair at the crime scene matches the hair of the defendant, he must have been there. And then nobody questions that.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that, that's a very bogus kind of, you can't connect people just by looking at their hairs. But that kind of credibility, I think, is assumed if you're, you know, for the death penalty and you're more pro-prosecution. We do know that, whether deliberately or not, these crime labs don't always have the brightest or the best experts. They make mistakes, and we need to be skeptical, cross-examine all of that. But as I say, if you've already got a jury that's leaning one way, it tips the scales of justice.
They're not bringing a questioning mind to the
right.
To the process. One of the things that you also talk about in your report, Blind Justice, Juries Deciding Life and Death with Only Half the Truth, is the issue of race. Talk to us about how prosecutors deal with the issue of race in striking black jurors.
Well, for a long time, it's been a well-known secret that prosecutors generally don't want blacks on a jury, especially if the defendant is black and, say, the victim is white. They are suspicious. But you can't, under our Constitution, eliminate black people just because of their race. So prosecutors sometimes look for other reasons to eliminate them. They still want to get them off. And the death penalty gives you a prime reason for doing so. You may ask the prospective juror, do you have any doubts about the death penalty? Could you... you know, are you sure you could impose it? Have you ever heard any religious statements saying that the death penalty is wrong? Well, those become suspicions. You even if you're not eliminated for being opposed to the death penalty, you can be eliminated by the prosecutor almost for no reason.
Well, I know I've tried a lot of cases, and I know that sometimes when prosecutors ask the question, do you think or that you would be able to judge this person guilty or innocent, and black folks stand up and say that only God can judge. You know, I don't feel comfortable in judging somebody. And when they say those words, that provides a prosecutor with an explanation, a racially neutral explanation, to strike them off the jury.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All they have to do is come up with something that seems to be different from race, even though there's a correlation, and the judge will say, okay, you're not eliminating these people
based on
race. It's because, you know, they have some doubts, or they're unemployed, or they dress differently, or
and
whatever you can use.
We're going to have to take a quick break
okay.
here, Richard. We'll be back to continue this conversation. Stay with us. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? It's Halloween weekend, therefore it's time for the monster sale at Sears this Friday and Saturday. Why is it a monster sale? Well, 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest, no payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card. Check this out. This is the reason why you need to go to 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union and get your Sears shop on. 12% off of all closeout floor models. Great, great, great deals only at this Sears. You can find them only at this Sears at 3425 Union. Check them out this Friday and Saturday. The monster sale, 3425 Union. Tell them I told you to.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And, Jamala, we have a guest with us this morning.
Well, we have Richard Dieter, who's the executive director for the Death Penalty Information Center. And we've already talked, Richard, about the website being a premier site for anybody wanting to know anything about the death penalty and the wonderful downloadable charts and stats that people
resources.
Can access. Yeah, it's absolute fabulous resource.
It is really a terrific, terrific website. And user-friendly, it's wonderful, Richard. It really is. And welcome back. Let me get to a caller here or two. You're on the air. Earlene, good morning.
Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
And Jamala.
Hi there. Yes. Hey, Earlene.
You know, you said something that has been on my mind for a while, and I may have mentioned it before. Since you're doing these wonderful institutes on Saturday, one would be great to talk to people about how to go through the voir dire or the jury selection process.
Absolutely.
Because it's my understanding that the prosecuting attorney has sessions on selected parts of the city.
Hmm.
About being on a jury, and you know from being a trial attorney that there are jurors who know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have the wife of the deputy chief of police, and she'll say, oh, no, I believe every, you know, I give everyone the same credit. I don't believe police officers anymore.
I can set that aside and be fair in this particular
right.
case. Yes.
And then, of course, you have blacks, and I had a Bible, which I lost, and I had all kinds of passages when I would have these people who would talk about, you know, where God says you can't challenge, and I would quote them scripture for scripture because that same Bible says that you shall judge your neighbor fairly. And we need to explain to people what the process is, because then some of them can understand why they're cut off juries. And I'll give one example, and I'll let you go back to your guest. In a case with a murder, and I don't do death penalty cases, and, you know, there's a special group that does that, but let's say you have a person tried for murder and the range of punishment is life without the possibility of parole. And they will ask the jurors, can you consider that range of punishment? And you'll have some that, oh, no, I couldn't give a person life. And I've had to rehabilitate jurors. And what it says is, can you consider that? And so what the answer should be is, yes, I can consider that. Then, of course, when you get back in the jury room, you might say, well, you know, I considered life, but I don't think that's appropriate.
There you go.
And it's letting people know, and again, it's not telling people how to lie. It's explaining in detail in those forums.
Because
this
nobody,
answer,
And nobody wants to be misunderstood and misinterpreted. That's
right.
Why you have to have these conversations with people, because when you get in a courtroom, it's a new language. It ain't French, but it's a new language. It ain't English either. You know, so you know, you really have to make people understand that the language that is used in a courtroom is different than the language that you use in your family room.
Right. I had a client who was charged with stealing two jackets from these two kids on a corner. It was robbery first degree because they claim he had a gun. So, of course, the range of punishment for robbery first degree is a minimum of 10 years to a maximum of life. And I had a lot of jurors, and not just black, but several whites, maybe 10 jurors, who said, no, I could never consider life. I think that's too much for jackets. And, again, I had to try to explain to them, we're simply saying, can you consider the range from 10 to life and then make a decision? And when I did that, I rehabilitated maybe half of those 10 people who said, oh, I see what you mean. I don't have to give life.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes
and I
can't rehabilitate, so a forum that you have would probably be an excellent range to do that. And, of course, I'd be more than happy to volunteer, and I'm sure others would, too. And, you know, you can bring your own experiences to it.
Absolutely.
But that's a very key point that you're raising about how jurors answer those questions.
And, Arlene, we got to go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And
bye-bye.
Richard, going back to your report, you talk about that, about what jurors are allowed to hear and how jurors are picked and their understanding of the process.
Yes, and you don't always have a good defense lawyer on the other side,
mm-hmm.
who knows how to rehabilitate or to, you know, is aware of even these things that we're talking about. You'd think they would be, but death penalty cases are sometimes given to the lowest bidder, and they're not prepared. They haven't been familiar with the voir dires in death penalty cases. So the jury thinks they're getting an equal playing field, prosecutor against defense, but the field is often tipped. The prosecutor has all the resources of the state, the FBI, the crime labs, all of that. The defense lawyer may be paid a couple thousand dollars to do this case and is doing it as efficiently as they can. And we're talking about things that even the defense attorney sometimes misses. So educated citizens would be a vast improvement over a present system where everybody comes in sort of blind and gets hit by these exclusions.
And there's also official misconduct. Talk to us about the scope of that.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of cases, the second reason why death penalty cases are overturned is prosecutors withholding evidence, withholding other suspects, or withholding information that they are actually required to turn over. But, of course, they're only, forced to turn it over if somebody knows about it. and it's difficult for the jury to realize that the defense may not have all the information. So they go in assuming sort of an open book, but that's just not done. There's case after case where the prosecutors have withheld critical information, and so the juries are only getting half the truth, and yet they're asked to decide not just guilt but life and death on that. The problem could be solved by requiring all prosecutors to have open files that, you know, whatever they have, the defense should be able to see, because it might be vital evidence.
And you also talk about the other piece of that is the failure of the defense attorneys. I mean, you have folks that are sleeping, drunk, high, ill-prepared. One of them, I think, was either disbarred while he was doing a trial. I mean,
we went under the assumption that, well, these are just court-appointed cases. They're just like other, you know, cases of a robbery or some lesser offense. But death penalty cases are a whole specialty, and you can't just appoint anybody. Unfortunately, though, they often were, and you got people who were willing to do these cases that take maybe 1,000 hours of preparation for $2,000. Well, you know, that's $2 an hour. No lawyer's going to work that. So what they're going to do instead is only put in 10 hours of preparation. And meanwhile, the prosecutors have a whole staff of people working on the case. So, we've got to recognize that death penalty cases are the brain surgery of the legal profession, and only experts should be doing it, and juries deserve that. They deserve to hear experts on both sides.
And not only that, we have not only do you have the lawyers that don't have the experience, but you also have defense lawyers that really have the same mindset as a prosecutor.
But sometimes the judge will appoint a lawyer who's going to make the least fuss, who's going to, you know, file a few motions, let's get on with this, it's a death penalty case, he's obviously guilty, you know, we're just going to go through the motions, as opposed to fighting everything every step of the way. Those kind of lawyers, the courts may not want, they may not like, but of course they are the zealous advocates that somebody needs. You know, you pretty much get your trial, and then the appeals are based on what happened at trial. So if the defense lawyer isn't on his toes or her toes, raising objections, filing motions, those opportunities will be lost forever.
And I, like I was talking to Jamala off the air, you have to wear two hats as a defense attorney. You have to wear the trial lawyer's hat and the appellate lawyer's hat. You have to preserve and create a record. If a prosecutor is striking all of these black people and you haven't made any record that these people are black or white and the record is unclear as to who was black and who was white, then you've lost that in the Court of Appeals.
That's right. That's right. You have to raise it when it's happening. And, it, you know, as I say, we're talking about an issue that sometimes defense attorneys miss. So the kind of education we need is also should go to defense attorneys. They should be going to trainings about this, but they don't always pick those lawyers to do these cases.
Richard Dieter, Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center. Give us your website address one more time, please.
Sure. It's deathpenaltyinfo.org. That should get you there. And from there, we have lots of pages on race, juries, all kinds of issues about innocence, representation. Hopefully it's whatever people need who are looking into this issue.
It's a wonderful site. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dieter.
Right.
Rich, and thank you, Richard, and Jamala, thank you. Next week we will dedicate this to Marlon Gray.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jamala, and I'll see you same time,
okay.
Same place next week.
See folks tomorrow at the Board of Aldermen.
Absolutely. I'll be back. Stay with me.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush says the measure he just signed authorizing construction of a huge fence along the Mexican border will tighten national security.
This bill will help protect the American people. This bill will make our borders more secure. It is an important step toward immigration reform.
But Jack Martin of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says it's a Band-Aid on a broken leg.
Extending the fencing by itself is not going to solve our problems. The primary problem is that those who manage to get into the country illegally are easily able to find jobs here, and that continues to draw them to the country.
The president's guest worker program has yet to make it through Congress. Early snow is turning Colorado into a winter wonderland, but reporter Jerry Bell in Denver says it can be dangerous.
The concern is that this wet kind of snow falls, that the wind is going to pick up, and that is going to lead to what will be blizzard conditions for many parts of the state. It could affect travel out of Denver later today. It also could affect the road travel, as it's very, very difficult to see as you drive.
Wet weather is throwing a knuckleball into the World Series. Game 4 between the Cardinals and the Tigers was postponed by storms in St. Louis. ABC's Todd Ant is covering the Fall Classic.
The only force that could stop the Cardinals from taking a 3-1 series lead was Mother Nature. The rain was steady and the outfield waterlogged, and St. Louis skipper Tony La Russa didn't want to see his players slide around in the muck.
I don't think the players want to play in this stuff. That's what another baseball game would have been, survival, so I'm actually pleased for both teams we're not playing.
And the chances of playing tonight or Friday night is dicey with more rain in the forecast. Covering the World Series, Todd Ant, ABC News, St. Louis.
If you're a smoker, have the guts to get a chest x-ray. It might save your life. A new study estimates 174,000 people in America will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year, and most will die because the disease will be detected too late for treatment to help. ExxonMobil reported $10.5 billion in third quarter profits, a record by a publicly traded company in a single quarter. This is ABC News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
When you bought your digital camera, you didn't ask for something ordinary. So why use an ordinary printer to print your digital photographs? Upgrade to an ultra-high-definition photo printer only from Epson, and you'll get an unmatched combination of detail, clarity, and speed to maximize the enjoyment of your digital photographs. The new Epson ultra-high-definition photo printers, priced from $129 to $199. To learn more, visit Epson.com.
From Tickle Me Elmo to Smuggle Me Elmo, police in Colorado have cracked a drug ring that used the popular plush toy as a mule. ABC's Alex Stone has the toy story.
Federal agents call it a massive drug ring, one that supplied methamphetamine to several western states. 19 people have been arrested. They're accused of hiding their meth inside Tickle Me Elmo dolls.
These drug traffickers will really stop at nothing to try to get their product into the hands of innocent users.
Along with a bunch of meth, U.S. Attorney Troy Ide says agents also found guns, night vision goggles, and a bulletproof vest at the ring's headquarters in Colorado. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A tough-talking toy is terrorizing Toyland. A North Carolina dad says his son's action police figure is spouting the F-word, and he wants Toys R Us to stop selling it. He says the toy cop cusses when you take the nightstick out of its utility belt. Toys R Us calls it an isolated incident and probably caused by a faulty microchip. The toy maker says the microchip has already been reprogrammed. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the World Series will do more for St. Louis than just bring in $13 million during the three games played here. Brian Bezel, the chief economist for the St. Louis Regional Chamber and Growth Association, says the attention the city gets from the World Series will benefit the St. Louis region economically for quite a while. Bezold says the RCGA has been working for some time to raise the profile of the region to business travelers and tourists, and the World Series will help do that. Police are still looking for two suspects in a carjacking in North St. Louis. The victim had left his car running outside the Salama Market in the 1400 block of North 14th Street Tuesday afternoon. Police say he found the suspects in his car when he returned, and one of the suspects fired a shot at him. The suspects took off in the 1991 Buick Park Avenue. The victim suffered minor injuries. Finally this hour, the St. Louis chapter of the American Red Cross is offering parents pumpkin carving safety tips. Stephen Hall, a spokesperson for the Red Cross, says parents should do the carving themselves on a stable, flat surface.
Another option for children that is safer is paint and markers. It's a fun way for them to get involved as well, but does present a safer option for children.
Hall says you should use electric lights or glow sticks instead of candles to illuminate jack-o'-lanterns. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3 days, 2 nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS, 877-57-VEGAS. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chaser Plus. Southbound 170 at Brentwood, there's an incident that's been cleared. Expect some delays. Westbound 70 at West Florissant and Shreve, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked. Eastbound 44 at Jamison, there's a disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked. And eastbound 44 at Hampton, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 5570 at Tudor is closed due to bridge and deck repairs. There may be some ongoing road construction this hour, so just use caution as you roll through those work zones as they are wet and slick at this hour. The only other delays you can anticipate are those rolling into the downtown area via the Poplar Street Bridge and or the King Bridge and the Eads Bridge, so just use caution there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chaser Plus. this Halloween, whether you're going to your favorite haunt or throwing your own monster mash, use a designated driver to prevent accidents and Chaser Plus to prevent hangovers. Buy Chaser Plus today at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, rain likely, high in the lower 50s. This evening, occasional rain, drizzle is possible, even thunderstorms with a low in the mid-40s. For Friday, rain with steady temps in the upper 40s. And Saturday, not quite as cool, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Currently, we have 50 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 51. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Oh my goodness, all kinds of things going on. For you election folks out there, please, for those of you that live in the city, please vote no on Proposition P. That's where the, you know what, I think it's just going to be for me, it's just going to be a straight no taxes. Just no, because we don't have full accountability of where the money is going to go. Proposition P. Oh, it sounds good. We're going to get money for recreational centers. If you don't have money for the funding for the programs in the recreational centers, what good are they? How are you going to have your taxes increase for a recreational center from the city of St. Louis that you have to pay to go into? That's what you want? You need to say no. You need to say no on Proposition P. You need to say no. Every one of these things that are asking you to increase money, say no. They have taken advantage of your good heart, your pure heart, for too many years. I don't want to be in the position of saying I told you so, but I told you so. When I was out here advocating against giving the money to the schools for the air conditioning, oh, man, people were hollering at me. Liz, we need air conditioning for the babies. How'd that work out for us? Took that air conditioning money, air conditioned those schools, shut them down. They don't care about you. Here's the deal. You got to trust the people that are in office before you give them the money. And if you, and not simply trust the people in office, because if you write a tight enough piece of legislation, you don't need to trust the people in office because they can't get around it. In this case, Francis Slay has already said with these recreational centers, oh, I've already got the one planned in South St. Louis. No, the one in North St. Louis, I don't know when we're going to get to that one. We'll eventually get to that one. What does that mean? Say no on Proposition P. Say no. Say no. The answer is simple. Say no. And with respect to this stem cell piece, it is not the place that I want to be. I don't want to be in the position of saying no to finding cures. But I have to be fiscally responsible with this. You all go, don't just listen to me. Go look at the legislation. It says that the people that are going to get money from this are the Danforth people. I have never seen a piece of legislation before that almost guarantees an income to one group of people and one group of people only. It's the most amazing piece that I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. All you have to do is get the piece of legislation and look at it, and you will see exactly what I am talking about. And they lie. They said that eggs aren't going to be for sale. They lie in a clever way. Clever liars. It says in the legislation, no person may, for valuable consideration, purchase or sell eggs for stem cell research. That sounds clear, doesn't it? No person may. But you got to go to the definition of valuable consideration. And valuable consideration says that valuable consideration does not include, this is their language, does not include consideration, that's money, paid to the donor of human eggs to buy a fertilization clinic or the donation of sperm by a fertilization clinic or a sperm bank, as well as any other money expressly allowed by federal law. You can be paid for human eggs. You can't have human eggs donation be paid. And they can be paid twice. Check it out. If the fertilization clinic can pay women for eggs, and then according to this legislation, the fertilization clinic can get paid by the stem cell people for the eggs, what a lie. What a lie that you can't get paid for eggs. Yeah, you can. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Speaking in support of Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative, the Reverend B.T. Rice, pastor of the New Horizons Seventh-day Christian Church.
When I usually ask in our church how many people are affected or impacted by diabetes, for example, the hands go up all over the congregation. How many know of children that have sickle cell disease, and hands go up all over the congregation? We support the Stem Cell Initiative so that we can eliminate and alleviate suffering from some of these diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Amendment 2 is supported by faith groups like the Kansas City, Missouri Baptist Ministers Coalition, Metropolitan St. Louis Clergy Coalition, and Concerned Clergy Coalition of Kansas City, and by over 100 patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2 to find cures and save lives.
The Stem Cell Initiative can improve the quality of life for all God's people.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill on that ladder of success.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I had a question about the Amendment 2 thing. I know you just read it, but
yes.
I was going to ask you to read it again.
Sure.
Just so I could get that language.
Sure. Okay, with respect to the eggs?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
Okay, what it says is that the first part of it says, no person for valuable consideration, or no person may for valuable consideration purchase or sell human blastocytes or eggs for stem cell research or stem cell therapies and cures. Okay, that's on the first page of the amendment. Then you go to the last page of the amendment under 17, and it defines the term valuable consideration.
Okay.
And let me read that for you. Valuable consideration means financial gain or advantage. But valuable consideration does not include reimbursement for reasonable cost incurred in the connection with the removal, processing, disposal, preservation, quality control, storage, transfer, or donation of human eggs, sperms, or blastocytes, including the lost wages of the donor. So, okay, that says it does not include that. But here,
okay, so it sounds...
Go ahead.
I'm trying to... think of it, because oftentimes this legal language is so vague. It sounds like you're not being specifically paid for the donation, which, you know, at being a donation, I guess, would exclude, by definition, payment, but reimbursed for certain costs that you might have incurred to donate the eggs.
Absolutely. And so that's not being paid for an egg. But then the one more sentence is the kicker. Here's the kicker sentence. Valuable consideration also does not include the consideration paid to a donor of human eggs or sperm to buy a fertilization clinic, as well as any other consideration expressly allowed by federal law. So you can be paid for your eggs if you're not donating it to, or you're not giving it to, the people that are doing stem cell research, but you will be paid for your eggs by a fertilization clinic. And that fertilization clinic, in turn, will also be paid for any eggs that it hands over to these stem cell researchers to experiment with.
So, okay, so it's two, you know, yeah, so it's two, then this happens so many times in legislation. It's two separate issues that they've melded together and then made it incredibly difficult to vote on. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And also when the stem cell proponents say to your face, you cannot be paid for giving eggs to a researcher for stem cell. That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. However, the implicit within that is that you can't be paid for human eggs. Yes, you can.
But I think what is required here, and this is something I've been thinking for a long time, is it's like a truth in legislation law. But, you know, because, I mean.
You're right.
You know, well, because they shouldn't be able to put two issues together like that. These should be two separate things voted on separate occasions, separate amendments.
And here's the other piece of it, Zach, that is so concerning to me is the fact that this is a constitutional amendment.
Yeah, I hear you.
Which makes it so much more difficult to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how
mm-hmm.
do you change? It takes a lot of work to change. A governor can go in and change a piece of legislation. Legislators can go in and easily change pieces of legislation. Legislators can't go in and change constitution. That takes a vote of the citizens.
Right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to clarify that with me.
Okay,
thank you.
And thanks for your call.
All right, bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. The devil is in the details. The devil is always in the details. How do we decide to vote on things? I want stem cell, I want treatments. And I do believe that stem cells really provide that opportunity. But you have to go with, the legislation that you have. And this is a dangerous piece of legislation. Chuck.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Chuck.
I see you turned me around from stem cells.
Mm.
But. Yeah. Tobacco tax. Remember, I broached that question. Don't tell us our friend Irene is seeing a time bomb in there too.
Yep. She's, you know, it's because we all want the right thing. We don't want people to die from smoking cigarettes or becoming hooked on cigarettes.
Yes.
But does this do that?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either. I don't believe so either. And there's nothing in this legislation that convinces me that that this money will be used for what they say that it's going to be used.
Another windfall
for someone other than the people that. And here we live in a state where hundreds of thousands of people, babies, mothers and fathers of babies, were cut off of the Medicaid rolls.
Yes.
So now I'm supposed to believe that this constitutional amendment is going to go back and fix it the old-fashioned way. Put them back on.
Right.
You know, put them back on.
Okay, Liz. I'm glad I was awake this morning to hear all of this.
I'm glad you were, too. Pass it on. Pass it on, Chuck.
Right. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Please, if you live in the city, vote no on P. Vote yes on Proposition R. That's where the police officers and the civilian employees should be required to live in the city of St. Louis. Of course they should. Of course they should. If it ain't good enough for you, then don't take the paycheck from them. Find somebody else where you want to live. You know, and I don't want anybody that doesn't like where I live with the all of the authority that cops have. They have an attitude about being, they don't think the city of St. Louis is good enough. How do they feel about those of us who do? I don't like that bad attitude. I think that you should go live where you want to live. Because you ain't trying to protect me if you hate where I live, for real. You ain't looking after me if you think that I don't live in a good place. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you've made that kind of judgment of me, it will be reflected in your work ethic. And that's a problem. Vote yes. Yes, yes, on Proposition R if you live in the city of St. Louis. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? It's Halloween. That means it's time for the Monster Sale at Sears at 3425 Union. That's right, Monster Sale. What does that mean? Well, for one thing, it's 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. And for another thing, it's 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest, no payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card. Come on now. And if you get on down to 3425 Union, that's right here in the city of St. Louis, the only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis, 12% off of all closeout floor models. You know what? You can't get that deal anyplace else. Get on down to 3425 Union for the Monster Sale, Friday and Saturday at Sears.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Just a little bit longer.
You stay. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454 0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And I have an opportunity for you because I try to plan your life. Tomorrow at the Mildred Bastien Theater for Performing Arts at the St. Louis Community College at Forest Park, 5600 Oakland Avenue, 7 p.m., Why a Millions More Movement Part 2. The keynote speaker is Minister Ismail Mohammed, the National Assistant of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's coming to St. Louis on behalf of the Greater St. Louis Millions More Movement and the Local Organizing Committee and the Muslim Student Association. Why a Millions More Movement? It's free. Come on down. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. For more information, you can call 361-9191, 361-9191. The Greater St. Louis Millions More Movement Local Organizing Committee present a Why a Millions More Movement Part 2. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Mildred Bastien Theater for Performing Arts at the St. Louis Community College of Forest Park. For more information, 361-9191. Doors open at 6:30. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And toll-free me at 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget on Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, a wonderful opportunity. The only place in St. Louis that nobody else has shown this film. Nobody else has shown this film, Blackout. It's about the voting. It's about the voting that that was not counted or in 2000 and 2004. You really need to come out and see this film. Bring your children. It's an empowering film. And it's, we're also going to have a discussion about what you need to do to vote, how you should vote, how you can protect your vote, what you need in order to vote this election, what kind of information that you had to have, do you need an ID? Come on down. It's free. Come on down to the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. This is being brought to you, of course, by the International Urban Institute. The address is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor, Saturday at 9 a.m. We'll have something for you to nosh upon. You'll have something for you to nosh upon. So come on down Saturday morning. I look forward to seeing you. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. Goodness. We have all kinds of business to tend to. Let's get it done. Alfred. Alfred.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I support the cigarette tax.
You
I agree with you on the stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look. You choose to smoke. You get sick. You lose your job. Then I'm going to have to support you through to paying taxes for you.
Okay.
Okay, so you choose to smoke. You pay 4 cents per cigarette every time you smoke one. That's insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the legislators take the money and build roads or whatever they do with it, when you get sick, the public's still going to have to pay for you.
Then why shouldn't this legislation make certain that the public doesn't have to pay for it?
Well, you know the politicians, you know.
And then that's what I'm saying. You cannot encourage bad behavior from my perspective.
Yeah, but bad behavior is if you stop smoking, then I won't have to pay for you either way.
Well, actually, I mean, actually, we're giving the bad behavior that I'm talking about is the behavior of legislators that believe that they can come and inflict this type of additional tax on whoever, whatever the citizen, even so what the citizen smokes, why should our legislators be able to continue to decide, okay, I'm gonna tax this person and then not do with the money what they say that they're going to do with the money? I don't believe in encouraging that kind of behavior.
We still do what they say they're going to do with the money today.
Okay, explain that.
All right. They don't pay no taxes or extra taxes.
Who doesn't pay any extra taxes?
The people that smoke.
Yes, they do. They pay extra taxes every time that they...
17%?
They already pay...
17 cents, you know.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot more than 17 cents on a packet. Oh, it's a lot more than 17 cents on a packet of cigarettes. You don't smoke, I don't smoke either. You haven't bought a pack of cigarettes lately. They're up to like $4 and something a pack.
Okay.
So there's a whole lot of taxes already on cigarettes.
Okay, now, all right. Now, look, if they're up to $4, $3 or $4 a pack.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know this is bad for your health.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tax a little more money on you where you stop smoking, where you won't become a liability on the taxpayers.
And what evidence do you have that this tax has stopped people from smoking? What's the evidence of that?
I'm saying that's insurance policy.
No, well,
if you want to smoke,
you just said
it's insurance.
No, you just said that if I'm making this tax and I'm going to get some of you to stop smoking, if this tax doesn't get people to stop smoking, then why are we doing it?
The same way like I pay insurance.
What is this insurance on?
I'm on health.
How this money is not going to that?
Well, it don't make no difference.
Well, then
when I get sick, I get medical care because
but
I pay insurance.
But the money is not going.
They smoke, they should pay 4 cents
for what?
A cigarette.
For what?
So if they get sick, then they'll get taken care.
But the money doesn't
today.
Go to that.
Huh?
The 4 cents doesn't go to taking care.
It don't make no difference.
Then why are you saying that this is where the money goes to? It doesn't go there.
No,
they're not paying for insurance.
It don't make any difference. That's the insurance policy.
It's
that
not
you're
an
paying for now.
If you're not paying for an insurance policy because the insurance policy that you're talking about paying for doesn't exist.
Well, what exists today? You smoke, you get sick, the taxpayers pick up your bill.
Then
you're
I would be.
Paying. You're just a freeloader today.
Here's what I'm saying, Alfred, and I
yeah,
think.
I understand what you're
no,
saying.
No, let me say it one more time. Let me say it one more time. If the tax that smokers are paying on their cigarettes went for the care of smokers so that we would not have to pay for it, I would support that. But it does not.
Okay. All right. I understand what you're saying.
So then why would we want the government to, again to come up with another tax scheme to go use the money for whatever and still leave us with the problem that you're talking about?
Okay. This is the way I'm looking at it. You know, I mean, it's a yes and a no vote. You smoke, you get sick today, I pay for you through my taxes. So what I'm saying, you should take out the insurance policy. The insurance policy is 4 cents on every cigarette that you smoke. Now, if you smoke, you pay this 4 cents, you get sick, then I'll pay for you through my taxes. If you don't get sick, that's a profit for the state.
But
that's just like the insurance companies do. You take out an insurance policy, you get sick, they'll pay for your health care. If you don't get sick, that's a profit for them. I mean, you know, it's a yes and a no, you know.
Okay. I hear what you say.
Thanks a lot for letting me express my opinion. You
absolutely.
Know.
You take care of yourself.
Okay, bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Tim.
Yes, Ms. Brown. How do you feel about this request for raising the minimum wage?
Oh, I think that I think it's a perfectly fine thing, but the problem with it is, and I'm going to support it, but the problem of it is that it doesn't address everything that needs to be addressed. I think that it's a distraction from the fact that we really need a living wage. And I think that we do need to raise the minimum wage. We need to raise it a lot more than what it is right now because this is not a livable wage. Absolutely, the minimum wage needs to be raised. And I think there should be if there's a minimum wage, I think that there should be a maximum wage as well. I think that there should be a maximum amount of money that you're allowed to earn without getting a certain amount of taxes. Roosevelt advocated for that and couldn't get that in. But I think that there should be a maximum income tax, and I think that there should be a minimum wage increase, a lot more than what it is right now.
Well, I'm thinking this, Ms. Brown. I just don't want nobody, you know, raise up the price and everything. We get like another inflation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. Here is the thing. Inflation is going to come from a lot of other places. The challenge to businesses out here. The thing that would change everybody's concerns about inflation and all of that would be to get a national health care, to get a universal health care. Because a lot of businesses out here, one of the reasons why they don't make it is because they either have to pay health insurance or they're unable to pay health insurance.
Uh-huh.
And if people could work for living wages, if people got paid living wages, there would be a lot more worker satisfaction, there would be better worker output, there would be more sustained businesses. You know, why should you as an employer be able to pay people slave wages and defend that in the name of capitalism? You know, I don't want to live in that kind of society that because capitalism comes first and I should be able to, my profit should be your concern. No, it's not. Our concerns are bigger than that. That's what I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Tim. 1-877-920-WGNU. Bill.
No, actually, Will.
Will.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Actually, I just changed direction just a little bit. And this is kind of along the political front, too, considering how they've used this issue in the past with the New Jersey Supreme Court ruling yesterday, which basically was, I consider it a victory for my point as being a gay man, you know, is that it said that basically the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that gay people were equal to the same, you know, legal protections as far as marriage.
Entitled to. Entitled to, right.
Yeah, you know.
Entitled to insurance.
As, everyone else. Although they left it up to the legislature whether to define that as marriage or civil unions. Now, me personally, from my point, I've always just been concerned with the legal rights aspect of it. Because, you know, if I'm going to be involved in a relationship, I want to have all of those same, you know, legal protections. You know, I've had friends that when they got sick, they couldn't go visit, you know, their friends couldn't come visit them. I've seen families go crazy as far as when somebody passed and trying to swoop in and take up all the legal, you know, all the material possessions and things of that nature. So this type of legislation, you know, is needed. But as far as defining it as marriage, see, I don't need people to validate my relationship. So if I considered us married and I had the legal protections, that would be fine with me. Although I do hear, when you hear these people that say that, well, no, because of the connotation that the word marriage carries, when you can't tell somebody, well, this is my partner, this is my civil union person, that to them it's something even more important. And, you know, I really can't argue with that. I can only speak for my own self. But all in all, I'm glad to see that another state has moved in this direction, personally, from my point of view. And I kind of like to get your thoughts.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think that it is a horrible thing that you can be with someone, you can be in a committed relationship with someone for your entire life, for 20 years or 30 years, and you can't go into the hospital to see them because they don't recognize that relationship. You are not going to be able to get their benefits. And people who live together as husband and wife, or common law husband and wife that have never gone through a marriage or a wedding, they can have those kinds of protections, and you can't. No, I'm pleased to see what's happened in New Jersey.
Yeah,
thanks
me
for
too.
Your call.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Are you burdened by the heavy load of life? Then be listening every Thursday night at 8 for the Prayer, Praise, and Worship broadcast presented by Bishop Stephen Hamilton of the Emmanuel Christian Church. Each week, Bishop Hamilton brings you inspirational messages to help you make another day's journey. That's Prayer, Praise, and Worship, brought to you by the Emmanuel Christian Church of St. Louis, every Thursday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU.
Scientists have discovered a way to reanimate dogs that have been dead for 3 hours. They fill you up with salt. They season you is what they do. It's a marinade, for lack of a better way to put it. So I guess realistically speaking, they could do this in China, right? So they fill the dog full of salt water. If it doesn't work out, the dog dies. Hey, you know, General Chow's chicken in the end. It all works out. Something about the zombie dog where you put salt water in them, kill them, and then revive them hours later, and the idea that it's intended for human trials. Who would volunteer for that?
Brett Rosen, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. on WGNU.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, 1-877-920-WGNU. Saturday. Don't forget. We're showing a wonderful movie, a movie that hasn't been shown in St. Louis before and probably won't be shown in St. Louis, Blackout. And it's a perfect timing for this movie. It's about what happened in 2000 and 2004. 2000 in Florida and 2004 in Ohio. Cynthia McKinney is going to be talking about it. It's a documentary, thank you, a documentary on this very, 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 very important issue. Please be there at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. That is the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's their place. They are so gracious in allowing the International Urban Institute to meet there Saturday mornings. Be there Saturday morning at 9 a.m. That's Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Andrew, good morning.
Yes, Liz, I wanted to get in on the guy that was talking about the insurance and the taxes.
We're talking about the smoker's tax.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what these don't seem to understand is that, you know, when you got that insurance, they have a little clause in there when you first sign up that we won't cancel you.
Mm-hmm.
And people just go for that, you know, because they figure, well, I had them for the rest of my life, and
mm-hmm.
I got a good deal. But they don't understand that once they get sick, then they will cancel that insurance themselves,
mm-hmm.
not the insurance company, because they increase that insurance until they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that tax, you know, they keep increasing it. And they get it to where the people can't afford it, then, you know, probably the people will, that smoke will stop smoking.
Well, there isn't any indication that that is true in any kind of significant way. And, you know, since when are we a society that says that we should use taxes to punish people?
Right. That's the other thing, you know. And the insurance is sort of the same way. It's good to have as long as you're not sick. So, but once you get sick, then you have to use it I always try to tell people now, if you got insurance and you're paying it, you know, like yearly, all these years and everything, once you get sick, go on and use your insurance. Get all the benefits you can out of it, because that insurance company is going to cancel you. I don't care how good. People take up for the insurance company like that's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's a money-making organization that thrives on your health. And they got the statistics and everything there to say how long you're going to live, when you're going to start getting sick. So once you start getting sick, they're going to counsel you. So the best thing to do, when you got insurance, use everything, you know, take all the tests, check your body out, get your family and everything caught up, you know, with their medical history and all this stuff, because that insurance company will counsel you.
Thanks.
Or make you counsel it.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I mean, what is the purpose of a tax? Isn't the purpose of the tax, one of the purposes of a tax is for what we all pay our fair share, okay? We all pay our fair share. If there are problems that are caused by smokers, and there are, then why is it that the people that are causing the problem, if there should be a huge tax on the, if there is a problem, shouldn't the company that is producing this be part of this? And if there's a problem, if there's a problem with what cigarette smokers are doing to our society, why does only 17.5% go to education about why people shouldn't be smoking? Only 17% goes to that. You're on the wake-up call, car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
You know, it's a shame that they come up with taxes and stuff and they don't do what they're supposed to do. They do everything but.
Mm.
You know, everybody gets rich. Everybody makes money. They only do what they're supposed to do. But what I called you about was I wonder how many people out there are aware that we got two carrier groups in the Persian Gulf right now.
Mm.
And that, you know, there's always a possibility of a Gulf of Tonkin, too.
Mm.
George Bush and the boys are running around telling all of the Republicans, don't worry.
Now, and that is really kind of freaky. That is really kind of freaky. We have Karl Rove saying there will be no change in the House nor the Senate.
Yep.
No
sure.
change. He is certain that there will be no change.
Yeah, that's
that's scary.
Well, you know, hey, they did it twice. I mean, you know, why not do it three times?
Three times a charm.
They're complicit in knocking down the towers and the Pentagon. You know, they were in on all of that. Why not? I mean,
and if you don't believe that, then let's go to the Gulf of Tonkin.
Hey,
let's talk about that.
Let's even call it the Gulf of Tonkin, too.
There you go.
It's going to happen, Liz. I mean, this is a I don't know what it's going to take to wake this other 51% up, you know, because I guess they're gearing themselves up again. They're going out there and vote the people in, you know, and all they're doing is stealing. Robbing, taking care of their friends.
Saying horrible things about people. Horrible,
horrible,
horrible mean
things. Coming up with some of the craziest things.
And the idea that who's governing our country right now? As George Bush flitters from one campaign fundraising event to another campaign fundraising event, who's governing the country? How's business being done?
Hey, he signed the bill for that fence. They're going to go down there and build a fence.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. We're going to build a fence.
How much money they wasted on this one? I bet you it's going to be, it's probably going to be Halliburton building the fence.
What you think? Of course it's going to be Halliburton.
Big Kale's going to come up with the cameras and the sensors.
There you go.
Just lying out. Let's give
and
them Diabol, money, John,
and Diabol's going to count the people coming across.
With the same machines that they're going to use for the election that's coming up.
That's fact.
We need to find a way. We need to find a way for the American people to start to be able to tally our votes. People to go out there and vote. We need to have a paper trail. We need to put these people on notice that, hey, we're not going to accept what you tell us is what the election came out to be.
Mm.
On all of this predicting after 1% is in, oh, so-and-so won.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to hear that. I want to know what's really going on. And what you was talking about as far as Canada, I said, we need to be doing something like that, and, you know.
Talking about the vote count in Canada, that they get it done on their presidential election, they get it done in 4 hours because they count the votes, hand count the votes. They don't use machines. They hand count the presidential votes, and they get it done in 4 hours, the entire country of Canada, because they count the votes at the precincts. They hand count them at the precincts.
Give me a piece of paper, Liz. You know, and let's get something in line. Well, we don't need all of this old complicated stuff.
No, we don't.
Make it easier for people to vote.
No, we don't.
They need to make it easier for people to vote, and we need to have something that we can verify, and basically so we know what's going on with our vote.
Why don't we vote on, why does the so-called greatest democracy on the face of the earth, why is it harder for people to vote in this country than any other country? Other countries, you get to vote on weekends. Other countries, you vote over a period of days. Other countries hand count their votes.
Exactly. It shouldn't even be no rush to do it on one day. You know, one Tuesday, you have to take off work.
Wait a minute, and it's not a...
all kind of changes to get there.
And it's not a 24-hour day Tuesday.
Exactly. You know, it's crazy.
Yes,
and
it
this
is.
Whole thing
yes,
that they're
is.
Doing is basically to get what they're getting us right now.
That's
we're getting people like George Bush, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and the rest of these clowns running the show.
And Bill Clinton. Don't forget Bill Clinton in there. Bill Clinton, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm tired of all of them.
Okay. Well, wouldn't it be lovely to have an environmental party as part of our process? Wouldn't it be lovely to have a reparations party or an African issues party having
absolutely.
Candidates and actually being elected into office to make this a true democracy?
And why does it have to be a rich person that has to be, or you have to have all this money to run and get into office as a president?
If you want to be president,
if
you want to be president of the United States, let's say that everybody that's going to be wants to run for president, they get $1 million. That's it.
You have a good one, Liz.
Take care of yourself. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back. Same time, same place. Don't mind me. Until then, stay strong.
Some very bad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters.